Testes, testes, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the weekend. Yes, the Friday show with Drew and Trudy and Mark and Zoobs and Brandon. And there's a lot of ballyhooing going on around here concerning someone who's trying to troll. I think it was a robocall to the show or one of those.
I think it was to his phone, right?
It was to your phone.
Yeah, it was shortly before we started. I didn't know if it was a robocall or not, and so I just decided to call it back on the studio line and record it just in case.
And you were armed with drops. I won't say what kind of drops, but apparently somebody... it's being much ballyhooed. We're going to get to it soon. And then Righteous Rick may have earned another appearance with the Egg Timer.
It's amazing.
Because Aaron Carter cannot stay out of the news. He got his PPO from his brother and his sister. And today, this is just so weird. He turned in, he called the police. He has to talk to the police every day, I guess, or every 10 minutes.
Aaron Carter, not Rick.
Yeah, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Aaron
called the police to turn in his assault weapons because he thought he had to, and the police said, no, 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 you don't have to turn them in.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes.
Their opportunity?
So I guess when you get a PPO, it doesn't really affect your...
He turned them in anyway, though, because
he's
going on tour, and he doesn't want anybody to steal them while he's gone.
So what, the police are, like, caring for his...
Yeah, they're basically a gun locker.
Do the police have anything better to do than to constantly be at Aaron Carter's house?
They really should just set up a precinct in his house, because they're there so much.
How many calls in the last 2 weeks? Was it 8 calls?
8, yeah.
Welfare checks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he says he's always okay.
Yeah, and they leave after 15 minutes.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
He is on AIDS.
Good God.
The wannabe Justin Bieber.
What a mess.
I'm thinking, too, that we should blow in a call to the Spike King. Because he made money on all the accounts.
Yes. I need a winner, too.
I think Brandon used those good bets on his own account for some reason. I'm not sure I got the benefit of those, but he gave us some great advice. Also, Antonio Brown, things are still spinning wildly as Nike dropped him today, which led me to think, wait, Nike was still a sponsor now? It took all this?
Hey, good visibility.
I would have thought that throwing his furniture out the window and all the 911 calls and domestic violence accusations, I don't know, and then, you know, threatening to punch the GM and calling people crackers and being sued by people for bad debts. But apparently it took the second sexual assault allegation and the SI article. It sounds like
maybe
SI
it's the fart they didn't like.
Yeah.
By the way, Antonio Brown is taunting that guy now. He tweeted out, I think he tweeted
the guy
out.
He farted on?
Yeah, the guy he farted on.
I thought the guy liked it.
He tweeted out a text string. By the way, I hate people that take private texts and make them public. I think that is so ridiculous.
There's no expectation of privacy anymore.
I guess not. But, you know, you'd think with Antonio Brown, maybe. I mean, obviously not, because he records phone calls and plays stuff back. And
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
He records a Pittsburgh Steelers locker room live on Facebook without telling anyone. I mean, how many ways can this guy be a complete ass? Mm-hmm. Anyway, he puts a text string up there with a doctor. He's saying, hey, I made you famous on TMZ. And the doctor's sending some laughing emojis, I guess.
Right.
And he says, what a difference a year makes. Like, oh, he's complaining about it now. Well, I think stiffing the guy $11,500 probably makes the farts a lot less funny.
Now, wait a sec. Complaining about it now, it's out now because of the SI article because someone contacted him about it. I thought he had already filed the lawsuit.
I guess the video was out in 2018 of him farting. And they had an exchange to the effect that, oh, isn't that funny? And Antonio Brown is kind of ragging on him because he doesn't think it's funny now.
Yeah.
Wait.
I guess.
He doesn't think that's funny? That's the best thing he's done.
No, the doctor doesn't think it's funny
anymore.
He's kind of applying the doctor
because he gets paid.
Well, yeah, he owes him $11,500.
Oh, yeah, that'd make me.
That would make that less funny.
Here's a refresher.
My bad, dog. We've done some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away.
Damn. Which one's a Bezos fart?
That second one.
Second one, yeah, that's what I thought.
Paul Hibbert on Facebook Live pointed out that Antonio Brown did not have a childhood, so I guess we should be okay with him, Amy.
He's reliving his childhood.
Reliving his childhood. So he'll be by not paying people.
He'll be having 10-year-olds in bed with him pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen MI. And GrowGreen MI is the store where commercial growers choose to shop. They're not two stoners in a hydro store like the other guys, but rather staff of over 40 experts ready to help you succeed. Whether you're just starting out growing at home or have a Class A facility, these guys can help at GrowGreen MI. With insane deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, Hortilux 1,000-watt bulbs for $55, and the lowest prices in the state on all the beneficial insects you need to keep your garden pest-free, the world's largest hydro store on M36 in Whitmore Lake, or online at GrowGreenMI. That is GrowGreenMI. And Spike King.
Did you know why you read the promo that Zeus puts up the logos of the actual products? That's pretty cool.
Oh, on Facebook?
I've seen that before, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, cool.
It is pretty cool. It's value added.
Yeah. Now you know what you can buy there.
I didn't know he put the copy up there.
No, just the pictures of the
logos of the individual products.
Yeah. Oh, that is beyond what I was aware of was happening on Facebook.
There's a lot of TV producers who aren't doing that. The Nine, maybe? Hello?
Stay in your lane!
When we talk to Spike King, if we talk to Spike King, be ready with your MyBookie account, because Spike King gave some great advice 2 weeks ago. And we need to talk to him more often with all this AB stuff. I'm interested to see if he supports AB. Of course he will.
He supports him on the field. That's my prediction.
Let's see what he says. By the way, the guys on TMZ were expressing not outrage, but they just can't understand why Nike dropped Antonio Brown, because he hasn't been convicted of a crime.
He hasn't even charged one.
So all the lawsuits and not paying people.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Throwing furniture.
Raping people.
You know, actually, the furniture throwing off thing, that he settled that civilly, so... I don't know. I guess they could have charged him. They said he was in a rage.
Accused, not charged.
He was in a rage when they got there. I suspect if there was anyone but Antonio Brown throwing furniture off his deck, that they would have probably charged him.
Yeah, under arrest. And,
yeah. Sure. I don't know. Would you want to put your name, if you were Nike, next to Antonio Brown?
I don't think that's going to end well for anybody.
Seems like there's some other good athletes that don't create so much havoc.
I mean, because they've got Kaepernick and Antonio Brown, they need to...
Kaepernick seems to work for a lot of reasons. I mean, he's in a different. He hasn't done anything terribly wrong.
But,
I mean,
no,
he's
but they don't
in trouble.
They don't have any non-controversial.
Yeah,
athletes.
Well, I understand that controversial people can be good spokespeople. You know, Charles Barkley has always been controversial. Yeah. He's a great spokesperson.
I would totally buy bubble shoes.
I would too.
Yeah,
that's a terrible idea.
But apparently, this Nike deal is a lot of money too.
For a lot
of money, yeah.
Huh.
They were suggesting.
Can't they just can Nike give that money to the people ABOs?
That would be a start.
A great PR for him.
Yeah, I don't think he thinks he owes anyone. I think he thinks he's supposed to get everything for free. Maybe that's from being a child.
Garnish his wages.
Does he think that he's so great that no one should that he should never have to pay any bills?
That's part of it, I think.
Kind of the urethra mindset.
And also when someone wrongs him, when he wrongs someone, he doesn't think there's anything wrong. But when someone wrongs him, oh my God, I'm not paying that asshole.
Rick said we can call him today. He's also on Facebook Live holding court.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, but we can call him on the egg timer.
Anyway, MyBookie wants you to know. You should do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win than they do. They've got the fastest payouts, better lines than any other sports book. Where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. And mybookie.ag is the best in the business. It's where we play. We've got our accounts. Brandon works them all.
Oh, great. Hey, opportunity for a first quarter bet tonight.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay on mybookie.ag. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. You might even double your paycheck. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now. MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, to activate the offer. That's promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Jacksonville getting a half a point in the first quarter.
Titans.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too.
Jacksonville.
They're in Jacksonville's home. Hmm. That half a point's huge.
Brandon, you want to play the call back?
Sure. Why not?
Why were they calling you, by the way?
I had no idea. It was just a quick robocall
We'll just go in blind like you did.
His computer was broken.
Is that the best way to do it?
It was a robocall that said, like, we need you to call us regarding finances. And so I called it back, and the following ensued.
Were you worried when you called back?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, a very good afternoon. This is John William calling you from the PC Support Company. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. And the reason why we are calling you, do you remember you made a payment to our company for your computer service? And that service got expired.
Okay.
Yes. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Before 3 years ago, you made a payment to our company for your computer service, and that service got expired. We are not able to provide you any more service in your computer, so that's the reason we call you today to give you the money back, okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
So what you need to do, you need to be in front of your computer for a while. Okay. So we can simply send a refund form and you will get your money back within 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
That's fair.
All right, let me just sit down at the computer real quick. And all right, I'm here now. Okay, so what do I need to do?
What do you see on your computer screen?
I'm just on the main page. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Hello. I don't feel very good.
Okay, what do you see on your screen?
Well, I'm just on the desktop. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay, look at your keyboard. On the keyboard of the left-hand side, down bottom of the corner, do you see the CTRL key, control key?
Yeah, control, I see it, yeah.
And beside the control, what key do you see?
There's the Windows button and then Alt.
Okay, what you need to do, you need to press the Windows key and keep it pressed and use your other finger, press down the letter R, R as in Romeo. Windows and the alphabet R. Press it together and release it.
Let's see. Okay. Alright. What does that do?
You type it, you just press it.
Okay.
What's come up?
Okay, here it goes. I don't know. I'm not sure what this window is.
Yes, you don't hear because you're a son of a bitch.
A what? Sorry, I can't. Sorry, I can't hear you. My stomach hurts so bad. So what do you need me to do now?
I need to do now. You take our...
Okay. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. My stomach is just all jacked up.
You take the computer. Do one. You take the computer and put in your ass.
Yeah. I can't because right now everything's coming out of my ass.
He was trying to talk over farts and just getting blasted.
Oh, his... He had such a face full of farts.
I thought he was offering a really fair deal, though.
I can't believe.
Oh, a refund? Yeah.
I kept blasting those farts, figuring that he would, you know, maybe hang up on me or notice them, and he just kept going.
Until that one went too far, and then he's like, yes, and then you could tell.
Is Ricky Henderson teaching the English classes wherever that guy's from?
That's North Carolina, according to my cell phone. It said
really?
From North Carolina.
And 33 steel.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, well,
John
was a great
offer because you hadn't made a payment in, what, 3 years on your computer?
Right.
And then weren't you going to make a payment and then he was going to pay you back?
I'm not sure what it was.
I made a payment 3 years ago, but it was an error, he said, and he was going to refund you. By you giving him control of his computer, I think is a scam.
Yeah. Wow, so it sounds like they had a forensic accountant go through their stuff and determine that Brandon overpaid somehow. Yeah,
which, you know, companies do all the time.
And that's what they try to get you to do, to hit that Windows key and R. They want you to do that, get to the prompt, and then basically give your computer over to them so they can hack the crap out of it.
Wow, that's great.
And 33 still.
Son of bitch.
He just had to get that line out, too, of take that computer and shove it up your ass, because he had to start it over like 5 times. He's just getting fart blown now.
That was my favorite part of the call.
But he set me up perfectly.
I got one piece of business to take care of, and then I want to get to the really big, quote-unquote, story of the day. As silly as it is. But first I wanted to mention that... I talked to Elric. I don't know what's going on with his show. I really don't. He seems to, he's really hoping that it's going to be back, but.
You bring some garbage.
I'm really hoping it's back, too.
Does Sean Windsor have a position on this?
Yeah, he's good with whatever.
Okay.
That's how Sean rolls.
I wonder, would it be worth sending an email to Fox TV just to say that you missed the show? And I mean, this show is doing really well. I'm stunned.
I don't think it would hurt if listeners sent an email to him.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody about farting, because you know they don't like.
Oh, that's right.
By farting.
So. Yeah. Well, the general manager really doesn't. I know that for a fact.
That's Dina. Oh God.
Well, let's. If you do send an email, please
keep me out of it.
Don't be an ass about it.
Yeah.
Try to be professional. I feel like they got a turf team. Be a professional
emailer. Customer, know what you're talking about.
Well. You know, he built the show. They approved it.
I know.
He went through a long stretch of road to get the thing approved. And I'll give him most of the credit. He built the podcast to a point that it's a ranked podcast in news and politics. I mean, to get in the top 500 or 600 shows in that category is really an achievement. And this is a guy in Detroit with only Detroit people, for the most part, listening. Mm-hmm. He's also a Pulitzer Prize winner. He took the mayor down. Look at all the great things he's done.
Yeah. He's just a good guy, too.
I'm just kind of taken aback by it, because people work on multiple platforms nowadays. You know, it's kind of the way I see it. It's kind of like if during our morning show we were doing a occasional piece on Fox 2. You know, we did stuff on Channel 50. It was all good, though. It was just more exposure for everyone, and he's taken content from here.
Control.
It's been on Fox, too. I know. It's just, I'm really taken aback. I feel like, do you not know who he is? I mean, he's really, plus, I think the long format allows people to know him. He's a really funny, engaging, quick on his feet kind of person. And the TV format, he's kind of a big deal. The TV format, it's hard to really do that. I think this format's great for him. It only makes him bigger.
Plus, there's a finite number of hours in a day for television. Podcasting, it's infinite.
Frustrated. Anyway, just tell him you missed the podcast. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention. Is the relationship we've had with Fox, too, over the years.
It's been great.
With all the people over there. Dina.
Mm. Ryan.
ML. Ryan. Charlie.
Yep.
I mean, I could name... Many
Walchek,
Rob Walchek. Yeah, it's been a great cross promotion, and it was all none of it was fake either.
I
don't think it was. This was fake on there.
It's organic.
I think it is with Charlie. No,
there were times I do remember when I don't know if they're gonna let me do that, but usually because of our relationship, it came through. It's a long relationship. So anyway. If you want to drop an email to foxnewsdesk@foxtv.com, I don't know how it could hurt. That's Fox News Desk, one word, FOXNEWSDESK at foxtv.com.
I think we're at the point where it's not going to hurt.
It can only help. How could it hurt? I think this guy could be a hero by letting the thing restart.
Oh, man, it'd be great if he came on the show, too.
Why not? What harm could that do? Meanwhile, our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford and Holly are at it again, offering dinner with us. Okay, I'm not going to cheat in the copy again. Ridiculous deals for Drew and Mike fans. They have four new trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month. During the Zot Ford fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford EcoSport, Escape, Edge, or F-150 all below $100 a month. These are not watered-down rides. These are bad boys loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. So see details and massive inventory at dealsandindy.com. And then, of course, three lucky couples are going to enjoy dinner with us October 11th at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. And if you just head to Zot Ford up on 75 North, just Jesus will tell you when you're getting close. Look for the Jesus sign and keep going.
Who renews Jesus' lease, I wonder?
I'm not sure where. Is that from a specific church up there? It is, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's I thought maybe Jesus sign. Was doing that's, it.
It's yes. their sign, yeah.
Seems like an expensive sign.
They've but, had it for so long. But,
yeah, that's true.
But it still looks fresh.
It's amazing the amount of money Jesus can bring in.
I have to admit, I like the sign.
I just like the idea of Jesus going, God, really? I got to pay for that again this month?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite
Already?
Part of the sign
oh,
is that
Jesus
like, I got a couple lawsuits I need to pay off too, you know.
Haven't gotten on 75 the wrong way a couple times. That sign really did help me out. But anyway, yeah, put your name in the hat at Zot Ford. And in the drawing, three lucky couples will be picked. And if you lease or buy a new vehicle from Zot Ford, you'll double your chance to win. So let the hottest staff in Oakland County know you are a listener so they can double your chance to win. There you go. Not doubling going on. Doubling paychecks. Mm-hmm. Doubling chances to win. Doubling your eyesight with Dr. Yaldo, who supported the podcast for almost 2 years now. And that means he believes in us, and we've come through. About 100 people have gotten life-changing surgery from him on a recommendation, either through the Custom Cats LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45-plus who can't stand their reading glasses. Eye surgery is generally a well-thought-out decision. It should be. And it's important to go with the best and most experienced, and he is number one in Michigan. Over 30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures. And Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you in with the promise of low-cost LASIK. There are other people that do that, though. But then you go and find out what the real price is. If you have shopped for it, Dr. Yaldo promises, Drew and Mike listeners, he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. So get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Okay. I guess we don't want to do Righteous Rick right this minute. He's ready, though?
I think he's ready? Very antsy. He seemed very he really? Antsy on Facebook Live, so I just texted him and said, are you on a schedule or something?
What's in what's up? Is he?
He hasn't written back, of course.
Okay. Well, because I was going to say, you know what? I'd almost rather talk to Righteous Rick than talk about all Justin right. Trudeau, but why don't we get Justin Trudeau out of the way?
Oh,
this story
Christ.
Is so funny.
What the hell?
I feel like such an idiot with this story.
I know. I feel dumb talking about it.
Because the real reason is just buried into the story.
He was busted in brownface yesterday, which is like, wait, what's brownface?
I know.
There's brownface? Yeah. Apparently it's lighter than blackface. And it was at an Arabian Nights costume party. Who threw the costume party, by the way? Because aren't they in trouble?
Yeah, they should be. It's cultural appropriation. And by the way, he had brown hand. I don't know if you noticed that in the photo.
You showed it to me. And then he's wearing a turban? That doesn't seem
Whoa.
Cool. And
Whoa.
There's four girls in the picture, and I think three of them are smiling. They are the Billy Bushes of this story, and they should be canceled too.
They're all smiling, but the fourth one is Asian, so it's cool.
I'm not a racist.
Maybe it's okay for her.
Are you conflating Asians with...
She's a person of color. She can laugh.
Oh, I see.
I guess. I don't know.
That's, you know, that's Billy Bush story.
I don't know the rules.
Isn't it funny how that boomeranged on him? He was actually hipping the news department to, hey, I got some terrible audio of Donald Trump. That could really hurt him.
And then we'll take it. You're fired.
He ends up being busted for laughing and can't get a job for 3 years.
What, did you see any of his press conference that he had on CNN?
Billy Bush?
No, Justin Trudeau today.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So,
should we watch it?
A couple funny
worth watching? No, it's not.
Well, the beginning part is, I think, because what do you think the main focus is? What do you think they really want to know from Justin Trudeau?
How many times he did it.
Exactly, because they want him on the record saying three, and then because they're going to find a fourth.
Well,
they want to bust him.
Well, because he already went on the record and said there was only two.
Yeah.
Right. He was found in blackface and brownface. Blackface was in high school. And, you know, I don't know. Can't we agree that dumb things in high school are just off the... I mean, isn't that sort of off the record?
Yes. The other funny thing is CNN, he starts talking in French and they're like, ugh.
Trudy's on her phone?
I was talking to Mark Ridley.
that's
about what?
Dave Attell?
Dave Attell. And,
people in that chair just get busted all the time.
Know,
what is it?
I know, but TJ Miller is coming back.
Oh, is he?
Ooh,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's not canceled?
He's really weathered his thing pretty well.
He has done pretty well.
No, because he's funny.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So.
I mean, the way Bill Burr somehow makes it through and, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bill Burr didn't have
the accusation.
That thing, but
that, yeah.
So he opens, and did they start asking questions, or did he put himself on the record saying, I've been in brownface and blackface?
They start asking questions. The other side note funny thing that happens is he starts talking in French, and CNN's like, oh, gross. Who wants to hear this guy talking French? So they cut away, and they're like, oh, let's go back to him. And he starts talking in French again. Like every time they went back to him, he goes back to the French thing, so it becomes kind of a clusterfuck. But in the beginning here, you can just hear tons of questions being fired at him.
Perhaps he's given them more voice than they had had before. The problem is the duplicity.
He's taking some questions now, too. Let's listen into that.
The duplicity?
It was the only time you had done this. You left us with the impression there was only one other incident. And since then, Global News has released a video which seems to show that there was at least a third incident. So exactly how many times have you darkened your skin with makeup in an act that you have yourself described as racist?
I shared the moments that I recollected, but I recognize that it is something absolutely unacceptable to do. And yeah, I appreciate calling it makeup, but it was blackface. And that is just not right. It is something that people who
do you give a
live
minstrel
with
show?
The kind of discrimination that far too many people do because of the color of their skin, or their history, or their origins, or their language, or their religion.
Just got to put a chill on
face on a regular basis.
Parties,
and,
right?
I mean, didn't see that from the layers of privilege that I have. And for that, I am deeply sorry.
No, true. He says every buzzword imaginable.
Okay. Je
layers of privilege.
C'était inacceptable. J'ai partagé les événements dont vous
souvenez.
Boring.
Mais la réalité, c'est que
ce
serait jamais... Ce serait jamais acceptable.
You're not getting out of this by speaking French, dude.
That was to charm the ladies.
Wait till the questions start.
One of the questions that we had had that we were talking about earlier, there was first this picture in Time magazine, then there were accounts. He said, well, yes, when I was in high school, I say Deo, and I put makeup on for that, and then another incident emerged.
It's called the Banana Boat song, right? It's not Deo.
I don't think it's called Deo.
You're right.
You know, that I remember.
Is Harry Belafonte commented?
Is he alive?
I think he's dead.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
I don't know.
Yes, he's
a
Deo.
Every step of the way, I think.
Can they re-announce his death if he did die? Doesn't it seem appropriate?
The actions that someone has taken. I am certainly conscious that in my political career,
wailing at sirens.
And indeed, as Prime Minister, we've taken many concrete actions to fight against racism, to fight against intolerance.
Is that on purpose?
Wait, but you're a racist because you were in blackface, so that's kind of weird.
Now, what are the rules?
Systemic discrimination.
He also has a bunch of flies buzzing around his head. That's weird.
To work to overcome and recognize intersectionalities that people live with in a way that so many of us simply cannot understand or appreciate the microaggressions and the challenges being faced.
I want you to hear all the questions when they all, you know, everyone starts yelling in the scrum.
Is it like let it rip?
It's not going
to be for a bit because he still has to answer in French.
Yeah, but are those Canadian reporters? I can't imagine any of them being.
Yeah.
It's funny. They're
impolite.
The reporters, when they ask the questions too, they sound so upset. Like, oh my God. How many times?
More than three times, yes or no, sir.
Mr. Trudeau, yesterday you said that you didn't realize in 2001 that it was wrong from brownface. But now you do realize it is wrong, and I'm wondering when it dawned on you that it is wrong.
I think it's difficult to become a politician where you spend as much time as you do working hard to represent people, working hard to getting to know a community like the community
Did
I have the honor
at the
of
party
representing.
Point out the wrongness of your ways.
Extraordinary diversity. extraordinary
Jesus
challenges.
Christ. Rob Ford was the mayor of Toronto, and they're
I know, and he was a
tarring
blast.
Him with this.
He was a blast, Rob Ford.
He was fun.
No, truly, so this is what I was.
What's
saying.
Worse, smoking crack or having blackface on your record?
Smoking crack.
It's got to be blackface.
Blackface is worse.
He's dead,
seems
though.
Like it.
Yeah, but Rob Ford's press conferences went a lot better.
Olivia Gondak, it says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondak, I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
Yeah, well, oh,
blackface is worse because it hurts more people.
I see. It's interesting, though, that he did it in 2001. There's people smiling in the picture.
No, Drew.
I don't think anyone said anything to him at the party. Now, let's go back to high school when he apparently was in blackface not once, but twice.
He also wore an Afro wig, by the way.
Oh boy,
I didn't know that.
Cut it out, Trudeau.
Now, do you know the reason this all came out? Because I just thought, oh, this is someone just finally busting him just to bust him because social justice warrior.
Why didn't
for office?
Up?
I didn't know that there's an election 5 weeks away.
I didn't either until I heard that he was not suspending his campaign. Yeah. Then I knew he was running for office.
So they've had this for a while.
Isn't that hilarious how little we pay attention to Canada, how well organized and civilized
so
it buried. Is?
Canada does seem to run like a top at when you, I mean, there's not much crap going on there anyway, or they just live with it.
It's the worst.
It's just buried in the story, though.
But, okay, so in high school,
I never should have worn racist makeup. Is the makeup's racist?
He said, it's not, I like how he corrected the guy, it's not makeup, it was blackface.
Well, he first originally said that he put makeup on, and so I think they came back and said,
racist.
The guy's question was about wearing makeup, and he corrected him. Said, no, it's black.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
But okay, let's go back to high school. His father was the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah, life of privilege, he said.
And
his
mother was getting banged by members of the Rolling Stones. Okay, we know that too. Or is that his grandmother? That's his mother, right?
Margot Kidder too. Margot Kidder was nailing. His dad was nailing.
That's right.
Margot Kidder.
Yeah. But he would have certainly walked past his parents when he was in the blackface, and wouldn't you think the people of stature like that would have said, "Son, that's terribly racist," or someone at the high school would have stopped him from being in the talent show?
They would have had a crystal ball and could see to now. Yeah.
But you know, kind of as Megyn Kelly said herself, a lot of people didn't really give a crap then or really know, and I don't think he gave any minstrel shows.
You know what, the thing about being Aladdin, does that seem that terrible?
2001, though? I mean, aren't you surprised he did it in 2001? He was 29.
Right, at that point, more people were woke.
But again, I just want to know, why, here we're 18 years later, he was at the party, he went to the party, he was in public. I mean, he was a public figure of some sort.
Yeah.
No one said shit. I'm not saying it's okay that he did it, but I mean,
saving it for when he runs for re-election in 2019.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, to quote the great, what's her name? Megyn
Kelly?
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
People did this back in the day. I know
it's
2001.
There was a movie about it called Soul Man in 1986.
God, that's a great movie.
And the movie took in millions of dollars.
Such a good movie.
And I don't remember people complaining about it. Does anyone remember people complaining about the movie Soul Man?
No.
I'm not saying that it's
Spike
right
Lee did.
Or that he shouldn't apologize. Oh, Spike Lee did?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying that he shouldn't apologize.
That wasn't blackface, though. Didn't he take tanning pills? Wasn't that the plot of Soul Man?
I don't remember. I never saw the movie.
What? Well, you got to rent it immediately.
I knew it was wrong.
It's great.
You know what?
Are you allowed to rent it now? I mean, are people still allowed to see it?
I'm not sure. We should look
it
up on demand.
It hasn't been canceled.
Can you check on demand and see if it's available?
Yeah, just talking.
Soul Man. Wait, that's how you spell it.
What? Who's? What? There are three movies about S O H L Man.
There it goes. Okay, let's see. This is exciting.
I'm a soul man.
Oh, it's a no. It's not available on demand.
Oh.
Oh,
it does not exist. It's been scrubbed.
I've never seen Soul Man now, I'll never see it.
You missed out.
Anybody have an old DVD or a videotape?
What I thought was crazy, you know, going back to Megyn Kelly. If you remember, she did not wear blackface. She said that when she was growing up in the 70s, it wasn't a big deal that people would do, you know, costumes and be in blackface, whether they're being Michael Jackson. And I remembered it the same way. Not that I'm trying to say, Megyn Kelly, I love Megyn Kelly. No, it's not about that. I didn't really disagree with what she was saying. And, of course,
Jesus
the next day.
Jesus was a white man, too.
Remember, they got all this a panel of black people to excoriate her and educate her, and Al Roker went off on her.
See, Al Roker just wanted the job, though.
Like the Megyn Kelly example, though, because she was fired because her ratings sucked, and they wanted to be done with her.
But everyone, there were a lot of people who don't like her because she's from Fox News, and she leans to the right, and also, but the funny.
She said Santa's white.
And yeah. She was awkward with people.
She's done some dumb things. Oh,
and
she
by
was,
the way, for all you kids watching. At home, Santa just is white.
The show was terrible. I mean, she was horrible. They tried to make her into, let's get Megan's personality, and her personality is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. She got some good guests, though. I thought she had some good gets on that show.
Oh, on her Sunday night show, yeah. Well, she had the
on her morning show, too. She had some good stories. Oh. That was during Me Too, and she was getting some people on. And she got the Matt Lauer. Did she get one of the Lauer chicks on? And NBC was mad at her for that. But the funniest thing in the whole Megyn Kelly story was that 100 people from her senior class signed a letter saying, "We knew about blackface and how terrible it was."
Whoops.
It's like, what?
Whoops.
Wait, what did you guys do when Soul Man came out?
Watched
I didn't see
it
you protesting.
And they enjoyed it.
Anyway, you know.
You can rent it, by the way, on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it.
If you're a racist.
I'm not going to watch
Someone should tell Bezos.
Let's call Righteous Rick.
Oh, yeah, man.
We got to get that egg timer going. Brandon, the idea again is to hit the gong in the middle of a sentence, hopefully.
What is the egg timer at today?
4:15?
He thinks it's 5 minutes, by the way.
Hall Financial Hotline is open now, and I should mention the lower payments, better options, and more personal attention you get at Hall Financial when they save you money with a refi. And I also wanted to mention Luke Nowacki, who would love to combine all your 401ks if you've got more than one, or maybe you've got some questions about your retirement or your financial plan or a 529. I always feel like I never looked enough at my 401k options when I had them. You just sign up for them and it's like, oh, it's up. Oh, it's not. Well, maybe someone.
It's great. It's a surprise, though, sometimes when you look at it at the end. It's like, what? It did
yes,
that?
It can be a big surprise or a big disappointment.
A disappointment.
But if you don't have a financial plan, Luke Nowacki would love to help you come up with one. And if you've got a couple young kids, you probably ought to be thinking about this stuff. You can email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com, or you can call him at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FRNRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities and other marketing services, names, products, referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else.
Righteous Rick.
Hello.
Rick.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
What's up, Drew?
I got to tell you, I never dreamed Aaron Carter would be in the news so much, but he turned in his assault weapons today, even though he didn't have to because of the restraining orders. And the police are going to locker his assault weapons. He's got the two restraining orders. Have you taken out a restraining order against him, too?
That'll be next.
Aaron should take one out on Rick.
Are you afraid of Aaron Carter? Are you concerned?
Oh, he's not afraid of
anything. Fuck him, little skinny ass. I ain't worried about him.
Oh, what if he has his gun?
Fuck his guns. What, he's the only one with guns?
Oh. Wait, can you have guns?
So I
had to
surrender mine, too.
Yeah, I thought you had to.
He says with a chuckle.
Yeah.
The only guns Rick needs is his left arm and his right arm.
Yeah, that's right. He's got those guns.
They don't take kindly to a bunch of Italians having weapons.
Wow. Hmm. Oh, gee.
Hi, Trudy.
Hi, Rick. Oh. What's going on?
Hi, Trudy. Nothing. So, Drew, here's the deal. So I'll give you the good. We'll go right off the gate.
Okay.
I got a fucking command, Mark. Yeah. Dealing with you.
I know, you're on the egg timer. You know that.
Fuck your egg timer.
What?
To get up your bafungu. Okay, listen.
Hey, you got an extra 15 seconds today for your performance last time.
So far, it's going to get cut.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that, buddy.
You're welcome.
So, why are you being so nice to him?
Don't get distracted. It's a trap.
What did I do?
I'm going to be nice to Trudy because she's sweet and so is Drew. We'll talk about you later.
That's why.
Oh, boy.
Am I going to get de-pantsed?
You'll get, yeah, you'll get that.
Ew, no thanks.
Another belt. Hey, the egg timer's going. So exactly. I made a post this morning on Twitter. And I started reading about Nick Carter's got this against Aaron, and Aaron said he's going to kill, you know, Nick's wife and babies and all this crazy shit. So I made a post. So then this lady gets a hold of me, who's manager slash best friends with them ever since they were little kids. And she says, Nick and Angel, which is Aaron's twin, wants me to call you. And I said, okay, call me. So she calls me and she starts talking about they want to buy the phone. And I said, and I'm going to quote this, Drew, because you like things to be quoted exact.
Okay.
She said, they want to know how much you want for the phone. And I said, you know how I am. I says, well, why don't you have Nick call me and I'll talk to him. She's like, well, he's too high profile. He speaks through me. And I said, really? I said, well, that's good. I said, because I'm fucking high profile. So that works out good. Fucking guy. Give a fuck who Nick Carter is. So
he's in a boy band.
You know, yeah, fuck his boy band. He's got $40 million. Good for him. Whoa. That's great.
Whoa.
What else does
it's going to cost him when he wants a phone back?
Does the fact that he has all that money, does that affect the price of Aaron's phone? Or is Aaron's phone...
You know it does.
It does.
You know it does.
I see. So the value is elastic.
Added a zero to the end of it. So I told her, she said, so Angel and Nick want to know how much the phone is. I quoted her a price, and I said, guess what? And she said, what? I said, welcome to show business. So,
Rick,
why are you trolling the spokesperson?
Because, no, she contacted me, Drew. I just posted
it. Why did you say that?
I know, but welcome to show business sounds like it's kind of trollish. Is that a
fuck
is that
her? She said it to me. Who are they? So, they know I'm righteous.
They're
Rick,
in show baby. Business.
Maybe they do.
You know what? Every time you call me, I'm in show business. Fuck her.
I like the attitude. I just don't know. Will it help in your negotiation?
Well, let me put it to you this way. They want the phone really bad. Nick and Angel want the phone.
Rick, are there text strings with Nick and Angel on Aaron's phone?
Yes.
Oh. Why didn't I know that?
So this is how this came about. So their friend said Nick wants to be 100% sure you actually have his phone. So I sent a couple just kind of weird pictures of Aaron acting stupid, and then I screenshot where it said Aaron Carter and then the phone number. And she said, yep, that's his phone.
Oh, okay.
So, and they already knew that he lost it. So she calls me and she's
20
like,
seconds,
well,
right?
We already, what?
20, no, sec- like 20 seconds.
No, you just ate up 10 of it.
Oh, come on. Fuck 20 seconds.
What? Okay, stick to the egg timer.
I'm more important than that faggot Antonio Brown. Jesus Christ.
What?
Fuck. Anyways, long story short, then TMZ called me.
Ouch. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Wow, what a cliffhanger. What a cliffhanger that was. Man.
He's got leverage now, though.
I think the egg timer is
wait,
actually...
Wait, I got to find out what TMZ called
I know.
About.
Maybe Brandon will find out. He just called. Rick's
I'll
call
steal
back,
his like, thunder. I know because he texted me. They want to buy the phone, too.
I think Rick thinks there was a mistake. Ooh. There must have been a mistake because he was cut off mid-sentence.
Well, he told you, yeah. Called Antonio Brown. The F word.
Antonio Brown? Antonio Brown at the
You guys
it.
Are going to talk about Antonio Brown now. I'm more important than Antonio Brown. I think Rick's ever worn blackface.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Justin Trudeau, one of his quotes yesterday was that he's kind of he's sort of a costumey person, that he really likes to dress up.
Did you see the picture of him? I think the Daily Mail had it where he's wearing, let me see if I can find it. He went somewhere in India, I guess. Look at this stupid picture. Cultural appropriation.
What?
I know. He's dressed.
What is that?
I don't know. He's some Indian prayer.
Oh, Well, I mean,
what's he wearing there, Trudy?
That's I don't know.
A costume.
He's get on the phone with the guy who talked to Brandon and ask him.
I don't know if I would want to be known in my life as a costumey person, and then especially if I'm a head of state.
Maybe he's just dressing with respect to wherever he's.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah, right.
But you think he likes it too much?
Well, I think he meant like he loves Halloween and stuff like that. I don't think he meant like he's into being costumey. I just think he meant that he really gets off on going to a costume party, and he's all in.
Is it ever going to be that all of these things are, you know, just part of all of our culture, you know, very inclusive?
A melting pot.
Yeah.
No, I know. Culture
as long as you're not making fun of it, maybe exactly. If you're just appreciating it.
Once the whole blackface thing came
up. I might have an Indian dress in my closet.
It should be cultural.
Trudy's in trouble.
Couldn't it be a cultural appreciation?
I liked it.
Yeah, I would, you know, honestly, remember when the third most powerful guy in Virginia, it turned out, had dressed up as, Curtis Blow?
Yeah.
Because he loved him?
Yeah.
And he was like, I know I was wrong, and I mean, he was apologizing all over the place. Well, people that dress up as Michael Jackson generally are huge fans. I don't know.
Well, Ralph Northam wanted to do the moonwalk during his press conference. He was such pumped. A huge fan. It would have been great if he put on a wig.
Stick with it.
Now, every time this topic comes up, it gets extremely lectury about how painful this is to black people. So, you know, personally, I would never wear blackface. And I would think at this point in time, there's no one out there going, you know, I'm going to wear blackface. Fuck it. I mean, I'm sure people will because there's just always dumb people.
There was just an example. I think I told you about this at Colorado State where three students wore blackface. And there was this big uproar in Colorado State said, we are not kicking them out. That would be a clear violation of their First Right Amendment, which good for them for saying that. They didn't like it. They condemned it.
Well, it sounds like they got a lot of shit for it.
The three guys, the protest people. But I mean, how often do you see that? You don't see that very much where they're like, yeah, no, that's their free speech amendment. You know, they can be racist if they wanted to.
But I wonder if they were just instead of stupid. Canceling. Or were they attempting to be racist? Did they mean to be racist? Were they giving a minstrel show?
Let me find the story.
I mean, were they saying, we're not allowed to wear blackface, so we're wearing blackface? Just like people sing along with rap songs that use the N-word. I mean, that's, to some people, that's being rebellious. If you're young, young people do dumb things because they want to break the rules.
Oh, wow. There's a new update about this story, the blackface story. Students pack Colorado State meeting about racism after white students appear in blackface. So I don't know. But it was a social media post, group of white students in blackface with the caption, Wakanda Forever, which is a reference to Black Panther.
Was it a costume party? I mean, what were they doing? Just making a social media post?
Yes.
Dressing up like Marvel?
Are they? Characters? Was this their way of saying they like the movie?
I don't know. See, this is the problem. Now you're supposed to read into all this stuff.
Anyway, every time this comes up, it's this big speech about how this is so hurtful. So what I'm saying is, I would never do it because I'm just going to take people at their word. However, when I do study up on this topic, it seems that it's based on minstrel shows that people used to give that were. Yeah. Very, almost intentionally racist.
They were.
And wanting to look like Michael Jackson and telling someone they can't do that, it almost seems like it's shameful to make your face like Michael Jackson's. I don't think people connect the minstrel shows with the going to a costume party. But people say that it's hurtful, so I'm going to take them at their word, and I'm not going to do it.
Well, you don't dress really up in costumes ever anyway.
No, I was never dying to do it anyway, but I mean, I'm just saying I would never do it because people say that it's hurtful. And I think I'm just going to believe them.
I think the cons far outweigh any pro. I mean, you're really dying, are people really dying to wear blackface?
I don't think they are, honestly. I doubt that he was, that Justin Trudeau was.
I don't know. He's pretty into that Terry Belafonte routine.
And you know what? He wasn't getting the crap like Megyn Kelly. I mean, if you went on Twitter after that, it was like, oh my God, the Hollywood people and the real social justice warriors. When I looked up Trudeau yesterday on Twitter, it was trending and it was. It was mostly news organization reports. There weren't a lot of people bitching about it. And I,
do they have Twitter?
Is that just because he's a chill Canada guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. And I realized Megyn Kelly's a lightning rod because she was on Fox News and she said some really dumb things in the past.
He's handsome. That's
probably. You're right. And her ratings sucked and no one liked her.
No, they didn't like her.
Unfair.
And by the way, the post call with Righteous Rick, he did want you guys to know that TMZ has contacted him. That's where the bidding war is right now.
They sure listen to the podcast.
He was on the phone with Righteous Rick.
I know. I'm just giving him a hard time.
All right, never mind then. Well, he asked me to pass a bunch of information along.
Oh!
I'll pass it along.
Well, then that's getting taken off his egg timer for next time. I have 30 seconds next time.
He was, I gotta say, he was pretty strong today.
And he'll spend it saying hi to Trudy.
Just to
go, Rick.
Finish that story because I forgot about this. Aaron Carter also claims that his sister molested him sexually as a child, and that Nick molested a female family member.
What a horrible family they have.
Well, but I don't know. Is that true? Do we know that?
I don't believe anything Aaron Carter says.
I kind of don't either.
I mean, why would anybody?
Sure. I mean, how often? I don't know. You know,
I mean,
this is what's so interesting about Twitter and social media is that because they're not technically a publisher, which I don't really understand.
You can say anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone can say anything. There's no vetting of anything. So he can. I mean, he's talking about his dead sister, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He can commit defamation. He can malign her character. He can say anything. And I guess no one can do anything about it. Although there are suits occasionally.
No one's going to believe him. His own family should sue him.
Definitely.
They probably should.
I really don't want to have any business with him whatsoever just because he's such a nut.
I don't know. It's just kind of stunning to me how many things now, because everyone has a voice, how many things get out there that just have no vetting whatsoever. And then you have the basic media saying, Aaron Carter said this. And they don't really vet it either.
Yeah.
Because he said it.
It gives so much air to it so that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
I mean, it would die if it were left alone. It would be just between all of them.
Well, Aaron Carter seems that he can just say anything insane now, and there's a platform for him, TMZ or somebody will just go, oh, he's saying crazy things about his brother's in this big band, so yeah, let's throw it out there. But, I did like the fact that in the old days, there was more vetting of really audacious claims like
Nobody
that.
Nobody has time to vet. The next story's right around the corner.
I know.
Brandon and I were down here post-show, a couple days ago, and we heard this blaring upstairs. We were listening to Aaron Carter.
It was not this song.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not. It was the New Wave song.
Brandon.
I thought it was this version.
No.
Started laughing very hard.
No, it was Candy by. Hold on.
Boingo Boingo? No, wait. Who's?
I don't know.
There's another song called Candy. He's a little bit
old school for it. Cool. Thanks, Aaron. Like
I
always
trying to be the flyest kid in the block. I want Candy. Wait.
Strange Loves?
Yes, Strange Love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bow Wow Wow did it too. Bow Wow Wow.
That was the one. That's the version everybody knows.
That was a new wave song, the Strange Love version.
Why were you listening to Aaron Carter?
I was not. Is it?
Good drum there.
This may have appeared on a Drew Wave show. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
It reminded me of, for some reason, get this up. It reminded me of Homo Sapien 2 by Peter Shelley.
I know that song.
Homo Sapien 2.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Homo Sapien like you.
Can I hear it?
Which reminds me of my brother teasing my little brother that he was a human bean. And my brother's getting so mad. I'm not a human bean.
This is the one, right?
Yeah.
That was a cool song.
Peter Shelley, man.
Oh, I know this song. That's right. I haven't heard it from in forever. Me and you,
homo sapien. Somebody needs to do a new wave show somewhere.
Is this in a movie?
Yeah, I think this was in a movie.
See that movie?
It's a really, it's kind of a weird video too.
You're a homo.
Not a chance, homo.
I don't do no homophobic.
He did the Major Tom song too, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm a well-known homosexual actor.
I think was Peter Shelley. I think he was bisexual, actually.
No way.
I think he was
that guy.
I believe he was.
Wow.
I know it's shocking. He's wearing a white suit in the video with a white tie.
He is on the album cover too. Here.
Yeah. I'm going to mention our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Yeah. Because they've launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds, because during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like a 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166 a month. Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends
the
at
Mac
Zot-
Daddy!
Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state. That means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, you know we can't get through a Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Read without mentioning the Ram trucks. Lease a 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial, been all over that hotline today. They are the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. 44 days to get a refi done. On the average, 19 days for Hall Financial. And interest rates, they took a bump up. No, actually, they went down yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, they sent them down. Mm-hmm.
But there was a bump in interest rates a couple weeks ago. And people were like, oh, no, interest rates. Well, they're still incredibly low. They were. And David Hall was pointing out, really not a bad time to get a refi. Because I think so many people are spoiled by low interest rates. It just doesn't seem possible. They'll never go up to what they used to go up to. Well, at some point they will. It doesn't hurt to lock it in, get your home refinanced, and find cash. That's found money from Hall Financial. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Go to our website, Drew and Mike Show. Click the link, fill out the form, or call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
Much to Righteous Rick's chagrin, Antonio Brown did give a press conference today.
He did.
Yeah, because, you know, remember he bolted out of the post game when they beat Miami and never gave an interview,
yeah,
which is against the NFL's rules. So he gave one today. Do you think he's going to be answering a lot of questions?
Knowing him, he might.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, isn't he
like your positivity.
He's pretty unpredictable. I mean, I wouldn't have thought he would troll the guy he owes $11,000 today.
Will you see if you can find it up there, Brandon, on Twitter? Because on ESPN, it won't play now. Balls. Hang on, let me refresh this. Trudy, are you eating?
Sorry.
I'm just deflecting.
Oh, my God.
I'm deflecting Trudy eating.
I think it's going to be kind of amusing if he catches 4 touchdown passes in the Super Bowl.
I know. And has to get the MVP award handed to him by, yes, Roger Goodell. I don't like him, but part of me kind of hopes that happens for the whole circus that is the NFL.
It would be an absolute circus. And I think what Antonio Brown says as much as anything is that this whole business about the NFL is so serious about domestic abuse.
They never have been.
Domestic abuse so much. No, they don't. They don't give a shit.
That lies.
They
want to
get the best players,
yeah,
on the field as fast as they can, just like the colleges do. The colleges never do anything.
Here we go. Is everything all right with you in the league?
I'm super grateful to be here, to play for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know,
I got a lot for Tom
of
Brady.
Offense to learn and catch
on.
But I'm excited and grateful to be here and to be a part of these guys.
So what was it like working with Tom?
It's like working with Tom.
That's a hard-hitting question.
Been here a long time, a lot of details, a lot of work ethic. great guy to be around and just inspire everyone here.
How's the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Hard hitting again.
It's football, you know. Weak. I'm grateful to play football. Every time you walk in the doors here, you know.
Just come up blowing a load on that chick's back.
Team, so
allegedly.
Every time I walk in here, I just want to make sure that I'm preparing to give these guys my best.
And Tony, what have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability before?
I appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
What a joke. What a joke they cut him off after 4 seconds. He'll
probably get a giant ovation on Sunday.
If he is going back to your Super Bowl example, say he catches 4 touchdowns in the Super Bowl, I still bet you they would give the MVP award to somebody else, anybody else.
Why? He can't go to Disney World. Hey, they prevented Ray Lewis from going to suit. He should have been.
Well, he's a murderer.
Well, doesn't that show what a joke the NFL is? Ray Lewis plays another, and he's revered in the league. He's on the Sunday morning shows.
It's a total joke.
It's really laughable. The NFL doesn't care about domestic violence and things like that. They care about having good football games.
Yep. I don't care about head injuries either.
They don't care. They fought that for years. They said, what? Are you kidding me?
Tell the truth.
Injure somebody's head?
Tell the truth.
Come on. Didn't you see that? Oh, what a great hit that was. He's fine. Look, he got up.
Exactly. Ugh. NFL's a joke.
Tip of the cap to the Detroit Youth Choir for coming in second on AGT.
Yeah.
And they had a big event for him today. Channel 4 probably carried that at 4 o'clock. But I was much more amused by Gretchen Whitmer, who Facebooked with...
FaceTimed, yeah.
Yeah, FaceTimed last night. And, of course, had to put it on Twitter. Look, I'm part of this, too! And comments were just hilarious.
She understands high angles, by the way, because she held the phone up over her. Like,
oh.
So well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then someone pointed out, like, time you get a new phone! Since, like, an older iPhone.
Most of them were, I'm surprised you have time for this. You're so busy fixing the damn roads.
She got hammered.
And people, vapers are pissed, too, because, she banned the flavored vape. Somebody put up a picture of the Marlboro Employee of the Month, Gretchen Whitmer. And then somebody commented, so when you get visits from Big Pharma or tobacco CEOs, do you swallow or spit, Gretchen? And somebody said, can't bother to be around black children in person, eh?
What?
She's FaceTiming.
But they're in Vegas or whatever.
I know.
She flew to Vegas. Oh, it must be nice spending some time in Vegas.
Carbon footprint.
I like this one. It's all about you. No surprises here.
Yeah. Well, it is a photo op. It connects her.
It's all about you, sweetheart.
To the Detroit Youth Choir. Because she cares so much.
Cool story. How about fixing the roads now?
Can't people just be happy for the Detroit Youth Choir? I mean,
because
they get a lot of publicity out of
it's
this.
Twitter.
It was good.
Gretchen
right?
Whitmer tried to connect herself to him, and she should be fixing the damn roads.
13 days to go, and you're tweeting about a phone call to some kids? 48,000 people got layoff notices, Governor.
Wow.
Boy.
Hey, but they've turned the Silver Dome into an Amazon
I know.
Station.
Man, you know,
so bummed.
That is a 1,500 jobs, great. They spent $250 million, supposedly, building this distribution site. I don't think it's a done deal, but it's unusual to have Amazon announce something. Usually it's like, okay, who'll kiss our ass the most? Who's going to blow Bezos? Who wants it?
Yeah, but this is different. I mean, these are distribution centers. Yeah. They have to have them everywhere.
It's a fulfilment center.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, fulfillment center.
They're also $15 an hour jobs.
Yeah, and the ones where when you got to pee, you only get, 15 minutes? And it could be way over in Section 102. You're in Section 150.
You know, it's really, I don't know, I'm not really the type that gets mad at corporations generally, but Amazon, I don't know if it's Bezos and his grunting sex or the fact that Amazon is not a very nice company. First of all,
what company is nice, though? It's a company, though.
Some more than others.
They're a company.
No, there are people who try to do more. There are some with a conscience, and I'm saying I don't expect them to be nice necessarily, but
they have to do what's right for
this
their
company.
Shareholders.
This company is making almost $200 billion a year.
Yep.
They pay no taxes.
It's not their fault, though.
It's not their fault. But just the fact that they're making this much money and they're paying people $15 an hour.
Sure.
It's a little disappointing to me, honestly.
They could probably pay them less.
Yeah, I'm sure they could. They also don't play very nice with competition. They just gobble people up, basically, put them out of business if they don't play nice with Amazon.
They've monopolized online retail.
I think the thing that makes me
call it e-tail.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is that they, pay no taxes, and they didn't. And I understand that, this was a unique tax law that they exercised. But then if you look at the year before, they didn't pay any taxes the year before either.
They're not the only ones.
And this guy is the richest man in the world by far. And they pay people $15 an hour. It's just, you'd like to think, and not to mention the corporate tax cut they just got.
Hey, it'd be nice if the federal government didn't allow them to write off so much, the reinvestment, to pay no taxes. Yeah.
If you were Amazon,
this is a company that spends money and does reinvest. I mean, that is true.
Which is why they don't pay any taxes.
But they've really, just such a monstrous number now.
Anybody in that position would do the same thing.
Most likely.
Any company would do the same thing. There's a lot of tech companies that, the big three didn't pay any in taxes federally, did they?
I don't know.
I don't think they did. I mean, I could look.
They made
it up,
$12 billion. GM made $12 billion.
There's a lot of, Netflix didn't pay any either. There's a lot of tech companies that don't.
You know, it's interesting. I haven't heard that brought up as far as, because before a strike goes long with GM or anyone, the talking points come out. They're going after our health care. I haven't heard anyone mentioning the fact that they just got a big corporate tax cut. Mm-hmm. So, isn't this a good time, or at least while this tax cut exists, couldn't they share a little bit of that with the workers? I don't know.
Delta Airlines, Chevron, Netflix, General Motors all paid zero in federal taxes.
Netflix, another company that made a ton of money.
Delta's effective tax rate, -4%, so they're getting money back. General Motors, -2%. Amazon, -1%. Chevron, -4%. Duke Energy, whatever that is, -21%.
And every time they say they're going to simplify the tax code, we got to make it so that everybody pays something, and then you look at all these people that pay nothing. And not just the companies that pay nothing, but the people that pay nothing.
Why don't they just make the rate statutory instead of, letting them sell all the write-offs?
How can Netflix?
The accountants probably have a huge lobby
right,
that goes in there. And
how can Netflix pay nothing, though? I mean, are there a ton of jobs generated by Netflix? Because they're just TV. Do they really occupy a great amount of space somewhere and have distribution centers?
Look at all the money they've spent buying shows.
They do keep the entertainment people pretty pretty well paid.
So the money they didn't pay in taxes is so you can watch, The Great Baking Show or whatever the fuck they put on.
Oh boy.
Can you imagine imagine how many more people would be part of the Cameo family if it was not for Netflix? What a concept.
Oh man.
Anybody new in the Cameo family, Brandon?
I'll have to take a look. It's been a couple days.
Oh, there's always new people in the family.
Yeah, it's just new people that we
Cameo's
know.
Cameo's like rabbits. There's always new people, just no one knows who they are anymore.
The 2020 with Andy Dick
airs.
When you're hearing this tomorrow, it's already aired. What if we should try Andy Dick today?
Did he ever reply to the text?
Nope.
Hmm.
I think he's in a bad spot, man.
Well, let's wait till we'll watch
just
it.
Weather his way through
this. He's done this before. I expect he is. I don't want to bother him.
I don't dream.
I mean, I do, but I don't. Did you guys see the American Idol reunion with Kelly Clarkson
on her show? Great.
Wasn't that nice?
Glad they buried the hatchet.
Justin Guarini. Wait, was there a hatchet to be buried?
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, yeah, there was some battle between them. I don't know.
Yeah, didn't they get it on?
Who?
Oh, wait. Simon and Paula? Or Guarini and Kelly?
Should we call Justin Guarini?
Yeah, maybe we should. Or we could call.
We have his number, Brandon.
Sanjay's
dad.
Well, remember
he's
had.
Got it.
Remember, I was insistent it was Justin's number.
Yes.
We should also call Will Forte.
Justin Guarini. That Will Forte number is not real.
Yes, it is. And so is the call court. God, that's hard to say.
Justin Guarini.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Guarini. Hey, doesn't Dunkelman have a new gig?
Yeah, I heard that he does. We need those Dunkelman drops back. Those are so good.
Wow. I'm going to have a nice cameo segment for you.
It's called Justin.
Wow, really?
Yeah, when you're ready.
Excited. Oh, well, we might as well, while we're talking cameo, who's new on cameo?
All right. I'm just trying to finish. Let's see. Okay. Here's one.
Oh, man.
Hello there. It's Mr. Craig Kilborn, and I have joined Cameo. I'm here to help you celebrate your life, whether it's a congratulations for a new job, a promotion, a wedding, a birth, or maybe you've lost 10 pounds. Let's celebrate that. That's a big accomplishment. I am here on call 24 hours a day. May take me a couple days to get back to you, but I'm here for you. And remember, no matter what, I'm proud of you.
How did he disappear like he did?
I don't know. I think he wanted to.
Did he really?
Remember when he came in studio because he had that show that was a test show and it just kind of...
It didn't
end, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this. $900.
Oh, he's overpriced.
Oh, get out of here, Kilborn. You're not going to get $900.
You should have another show.
This one should be more affordable. Let's see.
You should have a talk show, shouldn't he?
Brian, thank you so much for your admiration and believing in me. I really do appreciate it.
Come on, what's going on here?
Let's buy one.
Brian, thank you so much for your admiration and believing in me. I really do appreciate
it. All right,
quiet. Hi, everyone. This is Michael Sam, former University of Missouri SEC Defensive Player of the Year, Dallas Cowboys, and St. Louis Rams football player. I'm really excited to join Cameo and hear what you guys have to say. Let's connect.
Michael Sam.
Wait, he didn't mention that he's gay.
Does he think this is Grindr?
Michael Sam is only $25.
He does it with his shirt off. Buy one now.
Whoa.
Why is Michael Sam on Cameo?
Why is he shirtless?
Yeah, make some money.
Because he made out with a swimmer during the draft?
That was the best. Remember they fed him cake?
I was so upset about that.
I thoroughly love that moment because everybody lost their shit over it.
I did too.
Come on, who cares?
It was... But it was stupid.
Who cares?
I mean, if it was a guy and a girl, it would have been stupid.
I know!
All right, check this one out here.
What's up? It's Danny Amendola, wide receiver, Detroit Lions. Excited to be on Cameo. Excited to get to know you guys.
Study your playbook.
Go Lions. Let's go.
Get off Cameo.
All right. He's $75, Danny Amendola.
I think people thought Michael Sam was rubbing his gayness in.
Of course he was.
Here's a blast from the past. Let's see.
Sherry O'Terry?
Hi, this is Sherry O'Terry, and I would love to make someone you love happy, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary, or if someone has pissed you off, let me give them the business.
Why isn't her mouth moving?
Yay!
I don't know.
I like Sherry O'Terry.
What happened to Sherry O'Terry?
She's in the Craig Kilborn world.
It looks that way.
Didn't she recently show up on one of Last Week Tonight?
She did?
Yeah, she played...
She was on Saturday Night Live for 5 years.
Are you confusing her with Rachel Dratch?
Nope. Oh. She played like the tarot reader or something like that.
Okay, believe you. All right.
Okay, she's in several movies.
And here's the headliner today.
Oh, headliner.
Oh. Hi, I'm Jackie the Joke Man Martling. You want a kid's joke? You want a naughty joke? You want a filthy joke? Whatever you want, I'm all yours. Just get one of my cameos, send it to a friend.
Jackie.
Huh.
$50.
That is not how I pictured him.
No, me neither. In fact, when we got the book, the picture must have been a file photo picture from like 10 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, looks was never his selling point.
No.
He's always smiling, though.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Hey, did you guys, you know, now we're on Cameo. Tommy Lee isn't on Cameo, right, Vince? It's just Vince.
No, Tommy's on.
Oh, Tommy is. Tommy does a ton of them with really bad lighting and a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, did he do one with his penis? Because that's the thing. That's why
he's sick of that story.
He's getting attention today by
featuring that. It wasn't him. It was that annoying wife of his, the Vine star, whatever her name is. And no one knows her name. Let's never.
Brittany Freeland.
No, don't even say her name. Oh. She's just that Vine star he married.
She's hot, though, man.
Oh, she's very hot, but...
Oh, it's a filter.
It's not even that. It's like a two-dimensional penis of his.
Marcus is very upset that it's a fake wiener.
Well, it was stupid.
That's annoying.
Why is Marcus upset?
Well,
you
because
play a Tommy Lee,
if you're going to see a headline about Tommy Lee's dick being back on Instagram or online, you expect the real thing. I know it's dumb to be mad about it. I felt like I was bait and switched.
I don't know why I want to see a Tommy Lee cameo, but I do. He just so phones them in, and he charges so much.
I know.
He charges $350. He does a ton of them, so he's making a killing on
it. And when we're done with him, can we look at Vince just to see if he has any more? Hey.
Yeah.
Let me look up Tommy. Here's Tommy's
latest.
Oh,
God.
Yo, what up, Jerry?
No, this
That's
is
the same
he,
one.
Yeah, he hasn't done it in a long time. I'm wondering if he's just not doing it.
He needs to lower the price.
He did. It's only $350 now. Wasn't it $500 before?
Yeah, it was.
All right.
$500? I what a gigantic ego.
Hey, Vince Neil here. How's it going? Hey, Shelly, Vince Neil here. Hey, I heard it was your 10th anniversary. Hey, this is Vince Neil here, folks. Hey, everybody. Hey, Vince Neil here. Hey, Rob, this is Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Hey, Jay.
Wow, he's getting bigger, isn't he, Trudy? Oh,
I don't know how recent these are. I'm not sure if we've already played these ones before.
Those look new.
What?
Hey, Colby, this is Vince Neil here. Hey, buddy.
That is new.
Want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. You do just like me. Happy birthday months, not just days. So have a great birthday and keep rocking, buddy. Hope to see you. Bye-bye.
No, you don't. What? You don't want to see him.
What? Who put a voodoo curse on
his hair and mustache are not dyed in some of them, and they are in others.
I'm going to give the over-under on Hey Hayes as 1.5. Who wants the over? Who wants the under?
1.5?
Yeah, 1.5.
I want the over.
I want the over.
Okay.
Yeah. For this one?
Yeah, let's try it.
Hey, Rob. This is Vince Neil. Hey, buddy. I hear you're retiring from the police department. Pretty cool. Congratulations. Hey, now you got more time for more rock and roll concerts. So come on out. And, you never have to worry about those hurricanes again. And come out and keep rocking and rolling, all right? Take care, man. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Cool. All right, two and a half.
I just got deja vu of Michael Strahan trying to pretend he knew a lot about Cokie Roberts.
20 seconds and $400 later.
2.5 over under.
Oh, under.
2.5, I'll take the under.
Hey, Dylan, this is
Vince.
It's a
one.
Hey, buddy, hope you have had a great birthday. Man, hope you rocked it.
Man, I don't know what else to say.
Shannon says to let you know that you're a favorite child, okay? So keep rocking, man. See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, he's so phoning these in. If you can phone in, Cameo.
They're all Strahan-esque.
Hey, Bill, this is... Hey, Will, this is Vince Neil. Hey, Serge, this is Vince Neil here.
God. Oh, man. Oh, good for him.
Hey,
Donnie.
I mean, at least Andy Dick tries to give
Stacey,
you your money's
Vince
worth.
Vince Neil here. Hey, Stacey.
That's free.
Hey, there's a shout out to the I'm going to class of 1989. Hey, Mindy. Hey.
Oh, brother.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Mike. This is...
Okay.
Hey, greetings from...
Oh, Jesus.
It's gone from hey to hey.
He did have a few hey's in there.
He's got a couple single hey's.
He's evolving.
Holy shit.
That reminds me, when we were talking to Steve Gorman, I never got to the... and. We never got to the full Jimmy Page story as to why that thing was cut short. He said, you know, that his back really did bother him. But what actually happened was Jimmy Page talked to the Crows manager, Pete Angelus, I believe is his name. And he said, I love working with these guys. I know they want to do an album. And I'd love to play in a couple tracks and maybe produce them.
Wow.
And I know. So cool.
Well, can I guess?
Yeah.
Chris said, no.
No, Rich said,
Rich,
no, we're good, man.
Well, Rich really seemed to harbor some jealousy.
So did Chris, though.
Yeah, but wasn't Rich the buzzkill, ultimately, Rich, according to Steve Gorman?
Well...
It was like Jimmy's like, ah, fuck.
He was the buzzkill on Jimmy Page, and Jimmy Page asked him personally, and I cannot imagine how you could say no to Jimmy Page. Rich is a rhythm guitar player. What would be so... I mean, that would be great for them. Look at what the boost he gave them. He got them that deal for 5 records and $5 million, which, of course, Chris quit after one record to do a solo thing.
Jimmy Page was producing bands when he was like 19 years old.
No, it's so freaking insane. And that's the title of that chapter, is Which One of You Two Motherfuckers or whatever blew the Jimmy Cage thing.
Wow.
And Page was, you know, he was hurting, but he, I think it broke his spirit. Like, oh, I thought this was something kind of cool.
Yeah, that's...
And
it's really...
Yeah, it was incredibly lame.
A band he was inspired by, a band that was great and we all loved. And, yeah, they were just so sour. And
I don't know if we got to the part either in 2000. Yeah, it was before they split up the first time when Chris first said, hey, look, you guys got to each give up 5% to me because I do everything and I'm the most important person. Well, he gets the publishing. He and Rich got the publishing. He already made a ton of money, more than anyone else. So anyway, Steve Gorman pretty much said, nope, I'm out. I'm not doing that. I'm not starting down this path because the next thing, he's going to want another 5%. And, you know, in the end, all he cares about is the money. And so he talked to Peter Angelus again. This guy put out so many fires. And he said, okay, here's what we're going to do. There's only this many shows left, so it's not that much money. We're going to do meet and greets, and we're going to charge people for them. And Chris will go to the meet and greets. He'll get 5% more of the total, but the total will be more, and you won't lose any money. And so Steve was like, okay, I'm cool with that. But, of course, he did eventually come back and ask for more because he just couldn't help himself. But I wanted to ask Steve, but I just never got around to it, as to whether Chris showed up for all the meet and greets, because that didn't seem like something he would like doing.
I know he would have certainly been really surly, probably. And
yeah.
You know.
Oh, God. What a mess.
I see.
John Gosselin made some accusations today. Some wild accusations. Some wild, unvetted accusations.
He breaks his silence. He really goes for it.
He's really broken his silence. He spilled it wide open. He says TLC offered him $1 million to stay with Kate for a year to keep the show going. And when he said no, they engaged in a smear campaign against him. Oh, wow. There was a story in Daily Mail. I just
okay.
Can you see if there's any new audio of John Gosselin on the smear campaign? Where they said that, they said that he banged the daughter of Kate's plastic surgeon, which I think was his way of saying Kate's got plastic surgery, and also that that they made the smear campaign up.
Oh, that's...
It was his smear campaign. Wow. Was there any new audio, Brandon?
I don't see it yet.
I never want to miss John Gosselin.
I feel for the daughter of the cosmetic surgeon, though. Was it worth it to her?
Well, he said it was a smear campaign, so I think he's saying it didn't happen.
Oh, I see.
But,
did you watch? I recorded the Daily Mail show that he's supposed to be on. Did you watch it by chance or no?
Oh, you know, I saw it up there. I did not watch it. But that was yesterday's news, right?
Yeah. But I thought it was for a last night's show. Maybe not.
Okay.
I had to start getting this show. Oh, they're talking to Aaron Carter. They should have Rick on. No, maybe Rick could sell to the Daily Mail, too.
Sean, also Danny last night Lynn, you mentioned, cool. Who'd you say was great on Kimmel last night?
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah.
Has a new show, or a movie, actually, Between Two Ferns, the movie.
The movie?
So, yeah, the little three-minute bits
that
he did.
Carry a whole movie?
I think he can, actually.
No, not interested.
He's always funny on that show. He's a super quirky-seeming guy, but...
He is very...
But it's an act.
He's in a unique category.
Yeah.
Also last night on David Spade's show, they had Sean Penn putting a tattoo on David Spade while he plugged his book.
Oh, boy.
And it was actually kind of funny. Yeah. Spade told this incredible Farley story I've never heard before about him blowing up in a Playboy centerfold that they were all admiring in the office.
Really?
Yeah, and then they went to go rehearse or something, and Farley said, have you seen the Playboy centerfold? And Spade said... about 2 minutes ago, but not since then. And he goes, oh, well, you know, I blew a load on it or something like that. Or he actually took him back there. And when Spade
opened it up,
when Spade said, when he realized that these guys did not think it was that cool or funny, he said, was like, well, don't tell anybody.
Gross.
And he got a CF for Chris Farley tattooed on his arm by Sean Penn.
Huh. Really?
And Sean Penn was smiley during this thing, which is weird to see him smiling.
He smiles at all?
Yeah, he does.
Can you tell when he's smiling?
Yeah, you could actually, you could see an actual smile on his face. Quite a few times.
Here, play this part of Gosselin. He looked pretty intense right here.
Used to.
Kate is all controlling. It's all about power, control, fame, and money.
John says leaving the show left him a marked man.
It was a smear campaign. No, I absolutely think the network wanted me to be the most hated person in TV or America.
But John says what Kate was doing to the kids far worse. It was emotional abuse.
I call it abuse because it's not kind.
Two of the couple's kids are in college, while four still live with Kate. Son Colin and daughter Hannah now live with John. He says of all the kids, Colin suffered the worst, all because he was stubborn and didn't want to be on TV.
Kate sent him away.
Really?
Branding and marketing were her reasons. He did not fit the brand. He didn't want to film.
So you need all for the brand. You need all the kids together.
He should be caged.
Kids that have mental health issues and have been physically and sexually abused. You pluck him from his siblings, whom he loves, and you put him into a facility.
Wait, he said physically and sexually abused.
For himself, and then you don't go visit him. And then you don't tell his father where he is.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
John says Kate sent Colin to a child and adolescent behavioral unit.
We saw this yesterday, didn't we?
We know this.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing
new audio.
Wow.
I didn't know he's a marked man.
Why?
The most marked man in America.
Whom?
How could he possibly be the most marked man in America? Only people that watched that stupid TLC show even knew who he was. Oh, my God.
Remember that? The divorce episode had a huge ratings.
It did. It did. It was like 10 million people.
One of the best hours in television history.
It was very fun to watch.
It really
but
was.
What I love yesterday, though, is he was complaining about how, you know, who wants their divorce to be played out on TV? It's like, you were in front of the camera, you jackass. What are you talking about?
He didn't want to do that, though. They forced him.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Should we call Spike King?
Yeah, we can do that.
Got a weekend of college football, pro football, Antonio Brown, all kinds of. He holds a press conference today, some hard-hitting questions. He will be active in Foxborough. He lost his Nike deal. Are the Spartans at Northwestern?
I believe so, right? Because we were, yeah.
They're 9.5-point favorites?
Can you tell me that? That was the last I saw. Let me look it up again.
It seems like a good my bookie bet. Flying, everybody, heads up.
Oh, the Spike King makes the return to the Drew and Mike podcast.
Spike King!
What up, Mike? What up?
How you doing? Hey, I don't think we ever connected, but Mark made money off your predictions last time. The Cardinals, Lions?
Yep.
Yuck. Well, and, that and was a push.
And the Pats.
No, wasn't it? Didn't you win that bet, Mark?
Yeah, I won the Arizona bet.
Oh, you did? Because I had it like, I think I had Arizona straight up and it ended up being a push because it went to overtime it was a tie.
You took the money line?
Yeah, I took money line on that one.
Uh-huh. Any hot predictions for this weekend? Because we got a lot of people on my bookie and they're fired up to double their paychecks.
Let's see. I mean, the Pats are 23-point favorites. You got to take them.
Really?
They went down to Miami, a place that they never win, and they smoked them by 43 points, and they covered the spread. It's the first time in history over 15-point spread that they've actually covered. They're going to do it again this week at home. I also like the Cowboys. They're a 22-point spread against Miami, man. And they're playing at home in Dallas. You got to, and they're big spreads. You don't want to touch them, but I say touch it. Also, Seattle -4.5 this week. Take them. Take them and run with that. I believe they're playing Pittsburgh. No Big Ben. Going to be in Seattle.
No.
I would definitely touch that.
They're playing the Saints. Pittsburgh, Seattle was last week.
All right. Sorry.
One of the quarterbackless
teams. Same thing.
Yep, there's
4.5. There's 4.5. There's no Drew Brees. Take that. That's what I meant.
I'm betting them all.
And the Patriots are at home against the Jets?
Yep. No, no Sam Darnold. No Trevor Siemian. He got hurt. It's round 6, pick 199. versus round six, pick 199. Luke versus Tom Brady.
He was really the other guy, Luke, what's his name, was 199?
Falk.
Luke Falk. round six, pick 199.
I had no idea. That's great. Okay, Spike King. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say about Antonio Brown. How'd you guys think he did in his first game? He loved it down there. He was loving the attention. Everyone was chanting for him. He could have had two touchdowns as well.
Yeah, and then he left and never gave an interview to the media, violated the NFL media rules.
That's all right. He can pay the fine. He can afford it.
He lost his Nike deal today, Spike King.
He doesn't pay anybody anything.
Well, you know why? Because he's going to go to Under Armour. That's what Tom Brady does. He has Under Armour. They'll open up their arms for him. Antonio Brown just had his first media, talk to the media right before called.
We listened to all those hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So my conspiracy with the Patriots is that they just tell them, do your best Belichick impersonation. Just go out there and talk to the media and just mimic what Belichick does.
You know, there's something to that. Tom Brady said, he had the weirdest answer question. It was about Antonio Brown. He said, things that don't involve me, don't involve me. That was his answer. It was like, okay, that's true.
But it does involve him because he's his receiver.
Well, but listen, off the field stuff.
I don't know if you guys caught up with anything I did this past week, but I got to go up to the Sweet Feet for Strikes, which is a charity event for Boston Medical Center. I actually got to interview James White. And, of course, everyone wants to talk about Antonio Brown.
Wait, Spike King, who are you interviewing him for? Is this for the podcast that we keep begging you to have?
I interviewed him for Ride the Wave Media, my little media company that I have up in Boston. It's all about the Boston youth movement.
I see.
So our thing is with Ride the Wave Media is that Boston sports media always asks the dumbest questions to these players. Why don't you have a chance to ask them about something different? Something about the personality, something about the game. So my whole take here is I talked to James White. I asked him about AB, and I just said, how does he change the offense? He scored a touchdown. And he went on and said he's a tremendous player. Doesn't matter what your name is. It's all about how you execute. The Boston media interviewed the McCourties, and they go, what do you think about AB's new sexual allegation? And they're like, why do we care? Like, it's not about us. Like, who cares? We're not going to answer that. So it just shows the difference in what I believe in media and how it should be and what everyone else is doing.
This sounds like a guy with Super Bowl 54 New England Patriots tattooed on his shoulder.
Hey, 2-0 right now. I mean, they have a pretty easy schedule coming up, and it's not our fault. We're just so much better than everybody else, and all these quarterbacks are going down and everyone's getting injured. I mean, it is what it is.
Will there be any boos for Antonio Brown in Foxborough?
I'm sure there's a couple of people out there that are going to stay salty because they're sticking to their morals or they're sticking to what they believe in and said, hey, I never rooted for this guy before. I'm not going to root for him. But when that guy scores a touchdown this weekend, the whole place is going to erupt, and they're all going to cheer for him.
Did the SI article get much talk up there?
What was the SI article?
Apparently not. Well, it was about a bunch of people he stiffed. He's apparently kind of a deadbeat. There was a second girl who said he pulled the nude move on her when she was painting a portrait of him in his place. There were a lot of very unflattering things in the article.
Why is this all coming out now, the second he signed the New England Patriots, but didn't come out beforehand?
Because of the alleged sexual assault.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, all the dominoes start falling when he comes to become a Patriot.
I know. No, you're right. Because, like, the domestic violence calls were long ago. They were 2017, I think. And
why didn't it come out in Pittsburgh? Why didn't it come out in Oakland? He signed a big deal in Oakland. Why didn't it come out then? Why does it come out when he's a New England Patriot? Why do they save it for that time?
Listen,
we all have our flaws. No one's a perfect person. All that matters is this. Go on the field and execute every single day and win New England another championship.
Spike King, if Antonio Brown farted in your face like his doctor, would you be okay with that?
Oh, I would suck it all up, dude.
Spike King,
smell greatness.
Tell us about your visit to the Orchids of Asia Day Spot in your Antonio Brown jersey.
Oh, that was awesome.
Did you actually go into the massage parlor where Robert Kraft got busted but then didn't get busted?
All I got to tell you, there wasn't just one New England blowout in Miami. There was two blowouts.
Wait, did Spike King really go in Orchids of Asia?
Yeah, there's a picture of him outside Orchids of Asia in his Antonio Brown jersey with his pants down in the parking lot.
That's a great photo.
It's a
wow.
really good photo. It's on his Instagram page at the Spike King.
Wow.
Hey, did you guys zoom in? Were you trying to look at my butt cheeks or something like
no,
that?
No, you got an emoji on it.
How is your Instagram doing, Spike King?
We're doing good. So actually this past week, I'll tell you guys this. I had some inside source tell me 6 months ago that the Patriots were going to wear their royal blue throwbacks this year mm-hmm. against the Cowboys. And then I had another source tell me about it. So at Ride the Wave Media, we kind of went out with our credible sources and we posted about it. It went viral. Like, it went all over Boston sports media. It was covered by Sports Illustrated. It was covered by some other couple websites. The Patriots came out and said, no, we're not doing this. So it's kind of interesting right now because we don't really break news for what we do, but we just went out on a limb, and I think we're the first ones to say it. So it's the NFL's 100th season. The Patriots are coming up with 5 jerseys this year. They're like throwback jerseys for 5 different players. So I think they're going to wear them. So it would be kind of cool.
Where are the throwback helmets?
So
yeah, those are cool. With
the Patriots.
Yeah. So what happened is that they applied to wear the red ones this year, but because of the helmet rule, you can only use one helmet for the year. That's it. So you can't use the white helmet. So they use the silver ones all year. So you'll never see those red throwbacks ever again.
Oh man,
what a wealth of information, the Spike.
Why is it controversial what shirt they wear though?
I mean, it's just more of a nostalgia. It's a nostalgia thing. Like, it's like if you wear the red jersey, it reminds people of, like, the 1960s and the 70s. And if you wear the Royals Blues, it reminds you of Drew Bledsoe and Ty Law when he first was on the team and Bruce Key. Like, those guys wore the jerseys. It's just a...
Okay.
And John Hanna and Tony Eason and the Pony. Yeah.
I was still my dad's nutsack at that time, so I don't even know.
Hey, Spiking, not only did you break news about the jersey, you also broke news that Bill Belichick goes to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I mean, everyone goes to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is the best chicken sandwich out there. Did you guys do the Popeye test and the Chick-fil-A test yet?
No,
haven't done it.
No, well, so it is what it is. Now that picture went nuts. To be honest, that was from like 6 months ago, and I just posted it on a random day.
How many followers does he have on Instagram?
Where did you get
now?
It from, though?
26,000.
You didn't take you're up to 26,000. That's pretty good.
You didn't take that photo, did you?
I was working my shift at Chick-fil-A.
No, you weren't.
just like someone sent it to me, that's all. That's how I get most of my pictures. People send me stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, because you're so shy about plugging Ride the Wave Media, what is Ride the Wave Media? I don't know what that is.
So Ride the Wave Media is pretty much this. It's been my vision for 2 years. Barstool Sports started in Boston, right?
Yeah.
They went out and they went national. So they've left a void in the Boston market. You know me, I'm just a personality out there. I have fun. We have a couple guys like that. My feeling was we need another Barstool in here, but we're not about smut content and sex and all that. Like, we want to give back to the community. We want to do charity work. So my whole idea with Boston and Ride the Wave Media is the Boston youth movement. I want these kids that are 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 to write blogs, to do video creation, to have personalities, because they're going to end up going to college. They want to get into sports journalism or sports communication. And it's so hard to get a job in the Boston media market without some experience. And I want to give them the experience with Ride the Wave.
That's cool.
As I'm growing and I'm growing and I'm having all these sources and going out and doing all these things, I want to give other kids experience to do that. And I want them to go to Nesson, NBC Sports Boston, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, Barstool, whatever they want to do in the future.
Okay.
Did anyone order a hero?
I guess the only thing I don't understand is, Spike King, you have so much to say. Where is your podcast, man? Because Barstool, isn't that a big part of Barstool?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a new company. We've only been open for 6 months, and we actually do ours on YouTube. I like to do video podcasts.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
If you go to YouTube and just search Ride the Wave Media, we have a couple different ones. We have the Boston Power Hour. We also have the Boston Big Three. That's the one I'm on. And I like to do video podcasts because what I'll do is, you know, we'll clip 1 minute and then we'll post it on Instagram. I'd rather show my face. All these people can hide behind their microphones and hide behind their keyboards, the keyboard warriors. I'm not afraid to go and show my face out there.
Okay, your show is called what? Because I'm going to watch it after the show today.
Right. Boston's Big Three.
Boston's Big Three via
Ride the Wave Media.
What's
Big
six?
Three.
What's
it's the
six?
Episode 13. No. I'm looking at it right now.
What's 16?
Yeah, that's...
I'll get it set up for you, Drew.
You'll get it. You'll see.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm pumped.
Yeah, make it harder.
Cool. All right, Spike King, we'll see how your bets do this weekend, and we'll be back soon. You know we'll be back. So have some
scoops.
Hey,
good job with the Lions last week. Good job, guys.
How do you like them at Philly? How do you like them at Philly? They have a shot?
I think they upset Philly. I think they upset Philly. Hot take.
All right, Spike King, good luck.
Pandering.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Keep riding
away.
Wow. The Spike King.
Wow. The social Spike media King. Animal.
All of energy. That picture of the day spa is just great.
He's something else.
So ridiculous. Unapologetic.
Boy.
Why is everyone talking about this Antonio Brown stuff? He's playing football. Come on.
Smell his fart.
I kind of understand that to a point. But,
well, when he's on your team, just, of course.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah. I didn't expect
Remember the days when we didn't know everything about everybody?
I know. I didn't expect him to excoriate Antonio Brown, but I was curious to hear what
he actually has a picture on his Instagram that is... it's like a Jesus rising from the dead, and it's Bill Belichick as God lifting Antonio Brown up.
Oh, isn't Boston the right place for him, though? Because they're so rebellious and
loud.
They push back so hard.
They like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They like being underdogs, even though they're not.
Yeah, I know. They win everything.
So did you guys see the Bill and Melinda Gates story?
Oh, no. So it must be good because both their names are in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's Melinda Gates making a statement, really, which is that...
Oh, great. That's just what I wanted to hear, Melinda Gates' statement.
No matter where you're born, life will be harder if you're a girl. Women do more unpaid... more unpaid labor.
Is this breaking news?
I know.
Is this a big shock?
The point she's making is, women do more of the child rearing.
Yeah.
And I know, we know this. They also carry the children. And they tend to have maybe a bigger connection with kids in general than men. And I'm not knocking men. I'm just saying I think it's true. So, yeah, they do. And they tend to care more about how it's done, too.
Well, I don't know. Is that what she said or is that what you're saying?
No, I just kind of added that. But
why did she demand that he have to take him to school if that's the case?
Yeah, ooh. And stay in the kitchen until the last dish is done.
Yeah.
And then it also claims that men rely less on parents. I don't know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Men rely less on parents.
I don't even know what the hell she means.
What does that mean?
They venture further from home and they go to high school and college and get a job, gaining more contact with wider society. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
She's too deep for me.
Yes, it's pretty heavy. But that's her big breaking news today.
Good for you.
And so, wait, should men apologize for their gender privilege?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you should triple apologize for your gender, white, straight privilege.
Shouldn't people apologize for their hot privilege, too? Shouldn't hot people who just go on Instagram and
their
post
athletic privilege.
And they get millions of followers because they're hot and they make money off it, shouldn't they apologize for their hot privilege?
Anything you have no control over.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a blanket apology day where everybody apologizes for everything they've done?
There probably is.
Do we get the day off?
And they're done.
There probably is an apology day.
There probably is.
A national day of apology.
Sterling.
Yeah. I apologize to everybody in the world.
I've never heard anything quite like Justin Trudeau saying that he was experiencing layers of privilege. Oh, my God.
He's basically saying he wouldn't be prime minister.
I was living with layers of privilege. Yeah. Well, yeah, his father was prime minister, so.
Yeah.
He's white.
Yeah.
And handsome.
And a man.
Rich.
Yeah. And straight. Mm-hmm.
I'm bilingual.
For him.
Sorry.
Here's the national apology day. Apology.
Sorry, not sorry.
I was intrigued by the Tekashi story today. He's on the stand.
Wow.
And I guess he testified that Cardi B is in the 9 Trey Bloods.
Yeah. That's what he said. On a cross-examination, he confirmed that she was a Blood member. Though he denied he copied her blueprint for fame.
Does that matter? I mean, Cardi B, I assume, because she has so many followers that it doesn't matter if she's in a gang.
I don't know why it would matter.
Well, because they do illegal things.
It sounded like he was really, really pissed that he made all this money as a rapper and his gang took, most of it. Did you hear that part?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find that segment about how much they...
Well, that's part of being in the gang when you're paying tribute.
Yeah.
And the gang is in a lot of videos. They're in all his videos, I think.
He hung out with the gang for his career credibility, street cred videos, music, and the protections at Tekashi, who turned government witness the day after he was arrested. Didn't even have to think about it. But the gang benefited.
By the way, why would you need protection because you make music?
I don't know.
Does Shawn Mendes have a gang protecting him?
Tons.
Oh, okay.
All of Canada. The gang benefited from the chart-topping artist Largesse with Tekashi playing it for protection and picking up tabs for champagne and girls at Queen strip clubs. Members even skimmed his take from concert performance endorsements. Say I would get $250,000, they would give me like $185,000 and take the rest.
So it's like multi-level marketing.
What does Tekashi get out of this? Oh, street protection.
Street cred and protection, yeah.
Oh, street cred.
And protection.
So you can buy street cred now? I thought you had to actually get shot 9 times or get shot or shoot someone else. Hmm. I mean,
I don't know.
Isn't this
how do they establish the cred? Just being a member, or did the, does the gang
well,
do like image building and origin stories? And
origin stories.
He's been in court a lot, so that gives him cred.
Yeah, here is part of his testimony.
I have a new life now. I help out my gang. They're my family now. We're wanted in Blackwater, and we have to move our camp soon.
So you
That's
can't
kind
just
of a boring, lame origin story.
It seems like that's a big price to pay to be a rapper, to have to shoot somebody or get shot or be in prison for a couple of years. Can no one be a rapper without getting in trouble?
No. I don't know why.
Doesn't that seem unfair?
Yeah, very.
What if you don't want to commit crimes, but you like rap music?
When you have to pay, what, 25% to your gang?
I guess, yeah, you have to join the Nine Tray Bloods.
Gangs are unfair.
It's sort of like when you're part of a gang feuding with a rival gang. You know, you ride around on your horse thinking it won't all catch up with you, but it always does.
It's all, the whole thing, you know, it's like the mob. You know, when I first learned about the mob, I was like, well, it seems like they know exactly who the mob is, because they have, you know, these organizational charts where they know these guys are the capos. And I'm like, well, they just go and arrest them. I mean, doesn't it seem like it would be so easy? But of course, the problem is when you do mess with the mob, you know, like Robert Kennedy kind of messed with the mob. Oh.
So I thought he was a gang member from the beginning, but he was a rapper first. Did you know that?
Tekashi?
Yeah, he worked out.
That's
jobs.
What I thought.
He was that he was a gang.
Yeah,
grew up
he was
a member?
Rapper first.
Yeah,
and then
no,
he
is.
Got found his way into.
Yeah,
all
I
that.
Thought it was the other way around. Like Snoop, you know, Snoop was a gang member first, then became a rapper.
Well, they're all in.
So he's more legit.
He's only 20 years old. I mean, he's not that old.
Too, yeah. He began launching his music career. Came up with his alter ego inspired by Japanese anime. At first, his genre was more rock and roll rap, and most of his fans, at least those watching on YouTube, were from Slovakia. So he went on a brief tour there in other Eastern European countries in 2014. He made $2,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
And then he met the gang when he was recording a hit song, Gummo.
Don't you kind of wonder, if you hear Tekashi's music, I personally wonder, are people hearing the same thing I'm hearing? Because I don't know why they keep downloading
it. They are, old
it.
Man. Yeah.
Play a Tekashi song.
He just was.
Yeah, I was.
It's great.
Well, I mean, play one loud so I can... Maybe I can appreciate
play the one, but play Gummo.
Yeah, we'll play Gummo. I don't know which version. But
just don't play the one with Nicki Minaj where she talks about her pussy the whole time.
Oh, gross.
I know. Ooh, it's got kids love gunshots. It's cool gunshots.
Crank it up a little bit.
The remix. Pretty spooky.
Pop these niggas like a willy nigga. You a silly nigga in a hole with them belly niggas and a hoover niggas. You run and they showing niggas we ain't hooping nigga.
They're not like not even black.
That word just seems like such a crutch these days. I, you know, I guess I'm just a big square.
You can keep the horse you feed for some more.
How does he get?
Saying, why do you have to say
okay,
that?
Okay, here's
so
a really
often?
Stupid question. How does he get airplay?
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Oh, okay.
But see, that is not,
Slovakia.
That guy That guy screaming, and every third word's the N word. I guess I'm not sure how it got so popular, or is it just the more N words, the more popular?
I think it's honestly. I think
does
it's
did anyone enjoy that music?
not very relaxing. I think he got big because of YouTube, because he visually is right in your face. you know, all that stupid hair and tattoos.
Well, as Spike King said, people want to see your face.
Yeah,
and his videos do have... Crank it.
What? What's the song about? Does anyone know?
I was going to say, how long does he spend crafting these lyrics?
No, my guess would be under 2 minutes.
That's the wrong word, like too. I mean, crafting.
Wow.
I know, I heard that song that was getting...
My favorite artist.
The guy, is it TK47?
Oh, yeah.
The who murdered two people. And he puts out a song while he's on the run for murdering.
He was a murderer before he was a rapper.
But he put out that song while he was running, while he was, you know, wanted for murder.
Yeah.
And it got all these millions of downloads. And it was just the most horrible song. I'm like, so what if he's wanted for murder? It's still a sucky song. I mean, people didn't beg for Manson music.
I know, he's still bitter.
I mean, it just was strange. But I guess I'm not.
I live on another level.
I guess I'm not the target audience for that. So, yeah.
That was kind of a fun song.
He was a monkey.
Well, this one's a good one, though.
Just like a monkey. All you monkeys.
At least he's a guitar in it.
Why does he have to say the M word so many times? Monkey.
Well, he doesn't get millions of downloads, does he?
Did he pronounce it the same way Jim Faust does? Did he say chimpanzee?
Let's do the monkey. He lived in a tree, fell in love with a chimpanzee.
Pretty much.
I've been mispronouncing chimpanzee the whole time, my whole life.
He'd be canceled today.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was
it's so weird.
That's a fake audio tape. Man,
so yesterday I'm watching this this story about Samantha Barbesh.
Who's that?
She's apparently the inspiration for the J-Lo Hustlers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her?
Oh, she's the one we were talking about around 2020 that I was like, she's not that hot. The other two girls were hot.
She wasn't the one I thought was hot.
She's the ugly one out of the film.
Yeah, she's really not that hot. I don't understand how she got all this bait, all these whales. She was like the hostess at the strip club.
She had been there a long time.
And she got very angry that that the movie implies, you know, that J-Lo's on the pole because she didn't do the pole. I was the hostess. It was crap. And they're not giving her any credit for the movie. They didn't even talk to her. And she says she's degraded in the movie. And it's like, wait, you're saying you were degraded? You're the one that was giving drugs, putting drugs in men's drinks so you could charge hundreds of thousands of dollars on their credit cards. And you're complaining about being degraded.
I know. It's not based on you, honey. It's based on the scam you ran.
Yeah.
It's based off an article written about the scam you ran.
But she's really offended that J-Lo never reached out to her.
Oh, shut up.
She stole her story. And she said it's degrading that J-Lo didn't talk to her.
nothing she ever did in Scores is degrading.
I know nothing degrading happens in Scores, and of course it's not degrading to drug men's drinks and then steal their credit cards. But I'm watching this going, wow, this story is just getting so weird. Did you see 2020 last week, Trudy?
No, I did not. I've fallen out of the habit. I've got to get back into it.
Well, they really did a good job. I thought they did. Well, you saw Mark.
Oh, yeah. No, they did a good job.
It was about this.
It pissed me off, but yeah.
Yeah, it was really irritating because you're watching this, and they seem to almost be crediting them with, hey, this is a pretty good scam. You know, drug these rich guys. You know, you suck in these whales, and, you know, they've got long lists of whales that they call for dates, and then they drug them, and they get them to stumble into Scores, so they when they go, I don't remember charging all this, they go, oh, there's a video of you in Scores, asshole, so you did it.
Wow.
And then...
Is that how a couple of those guys got entrapped? I mean, remember the...
Yeah, the people who ran up
go,
those...
And they'd be like, I don't know how I did this, and no one believed them?
Yeah, the guys who run up these tabs of like $135,000 at Scores. And they go, oh, it's crazy. I'm not paying that bill. And people go, oh, you had strippers all over you all night. And it's like, no, they really didn't.
What's
they
weird just, is at first it was totally legal to go out into the city and find rich guys and then bring them back. And they would get a kickback. It's when they started drugging them that it became an issue.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, you can be a marketer and take anybody anywhere. Just like those guys that snap the little cards in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what they were doing.
What bothered me, though, and still does, and even the way they covered the stupid story about this moron, Samantha Barbash, was that they really act like, hey, this is a pretty brilliant scam, and look how they got all this money, and they bought all this great stuff, and, you know, they don't cover... and we talked about this last week. They don't cover male guys trafficking women this way. It's these stupid scumbags, these horrible people. And these they were kind of suggesting that, hey, you know, Howard Stern made being a stripper cool. And you know, they just took it to the next level and they made all kinds of money. And now they got caught and they got probation. They really didn't get punished very hard at all.
That's not the next level, though.
Fucking guys.
Yeah. I know. The guys didn't have a choice to go or not.
And they didn't even fuck them.
Wow.
So that was the biggest crime.
So they say.
Well,
you don't
know. I don't. I doubt they did. Eh. And they were kind of implying that the whole thing with Cardi B about how, hey, I grew to hate men because, you know, they're hustling me for my body, so I got to hustle them for their money.
No, you don't. It's like, business transaction. Well, yeah, you could as long as it's legal.
Don't work at Scores. Don't be a stripper if you don't want people hustling for your body. The whole thing is just so...
It would never fly pathetic. If it were happening the opposite direction and guys were drugging. It never does. So I don't understand where the outrage, why isn't? It isn't.
Yeah, there. I don't know. It was really odd. I thought Elizabeth Vargas, it was strange to me the way the thing was handled.
So almost sympathetic?
I got no penalty.
It made me wonder, you know, is this an ABC Disney movie or something? Just because they were.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I doubt it. It doesn't seem like a Disney project to me.
Well, no, but they could own.
They have different.
Yeah.
The company.
Yeah, they have different production companies.
It was, I thought it was kind of, I really thought the whole thing was kind of strange because they spent the first 10 minutes sort of in the movie and then they went off into the story. And the story was really the bulk of the 2020. And
I kind of want to see the movie now to see how it's portrayed in the movie. If it's portrayed glamorous.
I have a feeling it's going to be... I don't think they'll be that judgy in the movie. I don't, because J-Lo is playing the person. So, you know, she's... And, oh, my God, the first 10 minutes, her work on the poll is incredible. I heard all these people talking about it. And I'm like, can anyone... I don't know. I just don't get that excited about seeing someone on a stripper pole.
It's so athletic.
It doesn't do that much for me. I mean... If the person was nude, it would probably seem like bad nude to me. Like I could see much better nude than somebody flipping around on a pole.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm sure some people love it, but...
You don't like the tease?
What does the pole represent? Or is it just the conveyance? You know, just so you can ride
around. I'm not saying I hate it or I'd rather see a commercial or something.
I'm reading the synopsis on the movie, and it does seem to follow the story... pretty tried and true. I mean, they do get into the drugging and so I don't know.
There was another really interesting local story. I don't know how much chatter this story's getting, but if you remember the guy who was called in to 911 because a woman said he was looking at her suspiciously.
Yeah.
And Royal Oak Police ended up getting just berated because how dare you stop this guy? Well, she called 911. I don't, you know, if you don't go and he bludgeons the woman, obviously they're going to say, oh, you didn't listen to a 911 call. It's terrible. So I didn't really know what choice they had. But the guy apparently made an unforgivable mistake when he asked the man for his ID. And the guy asked for the supervisor and somebody taped it. It became this big deal because it took 15 minutes for the supervisor to get there. And he said, no, we don't need your ID. You can go on your way. And the officer was he resigned, but he was going to be fired. And people wanted the supervisor fired because they said he should have known this was a crank 911 call. Well, I don't really know how you know that.
You don't.
And the cop was on probation. He was a rookie. And it seemed to me I didn't think it was that criminal that he asked him for an ID. He made a mistake. But being a new cop, I don't know. And then there were some other weird things about the story. One was that the man who was asked for his ID said that they had put him in jail in Royal Oak for 7 hours for a warrant that wasn't his. And I do remember seeing on television and in the paper, they said, we cannot verify that this happened. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt like, well, then why is it in this story? I mean, shouldn't you be able to verify something like that?
Yeah.
So then today it comes out that Devin Myers, the guy who it was suggested was looking threateningly at this woman.
I still can't believe that's you.
I know the whole thing is so moronic, and to think someone was fired over this too.
Well, it's all over the fact that he asked for the ID, which I guess he had no right to do, no legal
well,
right.
Well, is
to
that unforgivable? Is that a fireable offense? It didn't seem like that big a deal.
I wouldn't think so, but I guess it is.
Because
he was on, like you said, he was on probation.
Yeah, he was a new cop.
I don't really care, but.
Anyway, Devin Myers, the guy who so badly didn't want him to see his ID,
now we know
why. Had been in a police chase going 124 miles an hour a couple weeks before that.
Whoa.
His third police chase, allegedly. Yes. And
with a state helicopter following pursuit, too.
He got the chopper?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And he got away.
And he got away, and they went to his home because he left his wallet behind. So they went to his home, and he had called in a stolen car, like my brother did. My brother did the same thing in high school.
It was your brother's fault.
He was driving a Triumph 650, I think, and he abandoned it. He was being chased by cops, and he was only – when you were until you were 18, you could only have I think it was a 150cc motorcycle, or maybe it was a 350. Because I think he had a Triumph 600 or 650 or something like that. Anyway, he knew he was getting pulled over for being too young on too big a bike. So he just bolted because it's a fast bike. And then he ditched the bike, ran away, got away, and called it in stolen.
Genius, genius, genius.
And because I think he had a helmet on, I think it was like they bought it. And I think my mom ratted him out.
That's his layers of white privilege, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, Devin Myers, it was his third felony fleeing and looting. And so maybe that was why he so didn't want to give up his driver's license.
Should this cop get his job back?
Well, no, because
I'm sure he won't.
I mean, he still asked for the ID, which I guess was the problem why he lost the job.
Did he ever get that ID? Because then he probably would have been able to...
No, he didn't. But that's the point. It's almost I mean, nobody knew about this.
What a bunch of bullshit.
By the way,
if a cop asked me
for my ID, why is it? What is so offensive? If there's something going on, and the problem
it's never
with this
gonna
story
because you're white.
Well,
let's call the cops.
And a man.
I don't know if someone calls in something, whether it's fake or real or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what is so fearful about giving up your ID. Now, apparently, you're not supposed to ask for it, but if somebody asked me for my ID, I would give it to them.
Sure, and I would too. But I think the idea is if you're walking down the street,
do
they have the right to demand an ID from anybody? I think that's it's a slippery slope.
The problem lies in now that we know this guy has three felony eluding cases, and there's some other stuff too. Do we know that he wasn't really doing something to bother this woman?
Exactly.
I mean, doesn't that tell you something about this guy?
Well, you just go based on what her 911 call was.
I never heard the 911 call, to be honest.
But a couple weeks ago, we were just saying like, oh, she was in the wrong for calling, and because obviously there was something, there wasn't anything wrong. Well, now we know this guy's with his felonies. He could have been doing something dubious, man.
Yeah, but she didn't.
But it didn't sound like he was. I mean, if he was, and then why didn't they charge him with something?
Well,
he was driving. He was driving.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went on between him and the woman. I don't know.
Her 911 call said that she thought he. How did she
look at her threateningly? I think is what she said, and of course she was laughed off. But it turns out. It sounds like he's kind of a threatening character. I don't know how he looked at her, what he did. You can really look at someone any way you want and not have the police come and pull you over and ask for your ID. But I don't know. I just thought, personally, the cop being fired was crazy overreaction. It's just typical cancel culture, this time with the police. By the way, who sent me the... Did you send me the tape of the guy, the Saturday Night Live canceled guy?
The tape of the story.
Oh, that's been out for a long time.
No, it was the thing of him when he was a firefighter. Yeah. Oh, I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, the bit where he had just saved somebody as a fireman. So the news shows up and they say, hey, is this you? And it's a...
Basically, or just play it. All right. It's kind of fun. It was kind of funny. It wasn't...
The story that won't end, the Shane Gillis story. Did you know he did stand-up last night for 11 minutes?
Where?
In New York. Isn't that where? I'll give you the story.
Is that where he usually performs?
I think so.
Well, he must have done something right to get hurt.
To tackle the blaze that engulfed an entire three-story townhome in West Philadelphia, the family of four was saved thanks to the efforts of one firefighter, Shane McGillis. Shane, you fought this fire for 3 hours.
Where's that reporter from?
Yeah. It was pretty brutal up there.
Can you confirm this is you?
He's got a MAGA hat.
Yes, this is...
We have an unnamed source claiming you may, in fact, be a white supremacist.
I'm not a white supremacist. I just saved an entire family up there. Not that it matters at all, but those were Mexicans.
The family was, in fact, Guatemalan.
Well, I didn't go to college, so...
Are you saying on the record that all Hispanics look the same?
What's this? What are you doing?
Let's see some more footage.
Oh, dude. I love Trump. I love Donald Trump so much, dude.
What the f***? Was this you last night?
Are we not talking about the fire?
This is about whether or not you were fit to be fighting fire the night after Trump. A bender.
I was not on a bender.
Breaking news, folks. Was a local conservative firefighter too intoxicated to be doing his job?
There's no break.
Now have Shane's best friend, Barry, on the line.
Ah, Jesus Christ, I got Barry?
Holy shit, am I on TV?
Barry shared a screenshot of your text with him last night. At 1:13 a.m., you texted him, y'all want to get pancakes.
What the fuck, Barry?
They told me they were the FBI.
Why would they be the FBI?
I don't know, man, I'm still drunk.
At 2:15 a.m., escorts in my area.
Oh, see, I know what happened. Shane thought he was on Google, but he was actually still texting
Barry,
me.
Barry, shut the f*** up.
All right, no problem.
Jesus Christ, Barry. Oh, this is a guy.
He saved my family.
Yeah, saved his entire family up there.
Excuse me, sir. Are you aware that this man is a known racist?
That's not true. No truo.
More on this developing story about the racist firefighter.
Get it.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, it was okay.
The problem with that bit is you get the joke within another 10 seconds.
Yeah, it
doesn't really go.
It builds on.
I mean, as far as the humor.
Doesn't get much funnier.
Funny concept.
Apparently, stage comic con, Gillis performed 11 minutes set, pulled no punches when it came to his recent career turn. Everybody's been like, you can't say shit, not expect consequences, he said, wearing a Matt and Shane secret podcast hoodie. I'm fine with the consequences. I'm not arguing. Fuck it. But I do want everyone to know that I've been reading every one of the death threats in an Asian accent.
whatever. Good for you.
Social media cancel culture were the major focus of Gillis' set, during which he spoke about the backlash he's received. It's been weird. Twitter's been fucking nuts. You try to stay off it when the whole fucking country hates you. That's not a fun feeling as a human, especially when you never get to say your side at all. Audience gave him a warm greeting, clapping loudly when he arrived on stage. Several were shouting his name emphatically from the background multiple times throughout the performance. And then he wanted to speak out differently. He believes people in his hometown of Philadelphia address politics and race when compared to his new friends in New York. I don't know if you can tell. I'm white trash, he says. I'm from a shithole, and then I moved to the city, and all my friends are woke. They're from Brooklyn, but I still have uncles. They have the internet, so I'll get online, and the first status will be someone from back home like, fucking Colin Kaepernick better stand up! Like this status, if you love the troops and God. Share it if you're not gay. Next status is one of my new woke friends saying, I'm not racist.
Good one!
Anyway. Yeah.
That's a stand-up routine.
I guess. Sounds like a...
That got him on to Saturday Night Live.
He must have done something to get on Saturday.
Everything I've read said that he like just destroyed his audition. He was so great in his audition that they had to hire him. So I'm not sure what the audition was.
Oh, no one will ever see that.
Remember that other story, though, that we talked about yesterday? He said his audition was his stand-up routine.
Which is exactly like what Pete Davidson's would have been, because that's all he does, too, is the stand-up.
I don't know why they didn't hire him as a writer.
Pete Davidson is back.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's going to be in this season.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. He's like their featured number one guy.
If he's not upset, if he's not too upset to perform, I'm sure he'll be back.
God. He's got a new girlfriend. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, his new girlfriend?
Yeah, remember?
I forgot.
It's what's
her name's daughter?
Yeah, the chick that Clark loved. Sex Lies and Videotapes. Andy McDowell's daughter.
Oh, good for him. Great guy.
Yeah. She looks just like Andy there.
His future ex-girlfriend.
Wow, she looks...
Very strong eyebrows.
Aren't they all brand
new? I don't think she's that hot.
Well, so hot.
Oh, her body's great.
She's no Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh, I don't know. I think, well, that's a tough choice between the two.
What?
I'll take Bex.
I take Bex all day.
Bex, like, she's a little older. Just saying. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
She's a freak, though. I don't know. Do you think she really is?
I don't think she is, though. I don't think she
I'd
would
rather bang her mom.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to see her dance, man.
Okay.
That's a bad picture of her.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's got a weird mouth.
Yeah.
Big mouth.
Right. And those eyebrows.
Could they shave her teeth down, too?
Shave her eyebrows.
Look at that body right there. Yeah, that one.
We GHB her and get a dentist in to work on her.
Shave her.
Flattest ass.
Their children would be the, like, longest. Like, they look like Stretch Armstrong because they're so long and thin and weird.
They have a they definitely have a long face. Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, good for him.
As long as he's happy. I just don't want him to be unhappy because we all know what happens when he's unhappy. It gets a lot of people in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about Pete Davidson is that he can tell any joke about anything and it's okay. But if anyone even remotely offends him, it's terrible and it has to be stopped immediately. Because he's so upset. He's so upsettable. All right, so anything going on this weekend?
Nah. Rocking the Shores with Sponge.
Oh, that's right. Of course. Rocking the Shores with Sponge and Verve Pipe and the Orbitsons.
It's pretty big.
On, is it 9 Mile and...
Yeah. Wait. Just go to the Shores, wherever it's rocking. That's it.
Wait, I got the text here from Bathtub Bathaway.
Of course, both... actually, all the football teams are on the road.
Okay. So all nothing...
Sounds like everyone's pumped for the weekend.
Really happening?
Oh, Rocking the Shores, Vinny T.
Well, I thought I had
the directions there. Oh, Maz sent me the new Bachelor, by the way.
Oh.
Peter the Pilot Weber.
Who's that?
He was in the fantasy
suite. Pete Weber, wasn't he the bowler?
Oh, that's Bank right. Hannah. That's right. The guy who was in the windmill.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. He banged her four times in the windmill. That's right.
Rocking the Shores 2019, Saturday.
Is it 9 Mile and Mac?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think it's in the parking lot of Royal Brown Ford.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and Sponge is at 8-something, and Verve Pipe is like 9 to 10:30, I think. And the Orbitsons are at 5:40 on the second stage.
Hey, do we have time to play a quick clip from Inside Edition?
Yeah, we always have a little
Lisa
time.
Lisa Guerrero was busting, like, you know, kind of the old 60 Minutes things where people come in to fix something in your house and they have hidden cameras everywhere. Watch what they bust this guy doing.
Appointments with companies offering great deals on air duct cleaning.
Is there somebody that can come take a look at it?
Big issue of the day, air duct cleaning.
This guy works for a company offering an $88 special.
What do you think he's going to do, by the way?
Look in the panty drawer.
He's going to find something that's really wrong.
Trudy's a lot closer.
Did I hit it?
He rubbed a big vacuum inside and started cleaning. He's not going the full length of the duct.
Exactly. He is working hard, but he's very unfair. Work.
And for $50 more, he said he'd clean the big ducts in the attic. He brought up the vacuum, but our cameras showed he never cleaned any of them.
He charged you extra.
What did he do instead?
Right. To clean the trunk lines.
Which he didn't do.
Instead of cleaning the ducts, he seems to be laying down on the job.
He's going to fall asleep soon.
Ooh,
but he wasn't sleeping. Our hidden cameras caught him looking at a provocative picture of a woman on his cell phone. Time to ask him what's going on.
David, I'm Lisa Guerrero with Inside Edition.
Yes.
Did you do a thorough job today?
He's got a boner right now, too.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So we went up to the attic with him, where he finally admitted he never cleaned those big ducts that we paid extra for.
Did you clean this?
No, I didn't clean that.
We have this coupon.
Next, there were these guys.
That poor guy got busted looking at hot chicks, man.
A $38 Groupon to clean the air ducts.
I don't know what happens to these guys. I just knew the guy was checking out hot chicks.
They recommended their most expensive option.
Ooh, bait and switch.
$1,200, okay?
Yes.
$1,200?
But wait a minute. This coupon says $38.
He said the huge price was to disinfect our system, something our expert said we didn't need. And at the end of the day, try to charge me $1,200 for something this house doesn't need. And that's the bottom line.
That's not true.
It was a bait and switch.
No, it wasn't.
As he was leaving, watch as he tried to snatch the estimate out of the hands of our producer. So, repairmen, watch out. You never know when this house is watching.
That guy was hiding behind Lisa when he tried to snatch it from him.
The producer.
Yeah. He darted behind her, and she jumped in front like, well, fuck with me.
She's a tough chick, man. I wouldn't mess with her.
I always thought that was kind of a fake thing.
Yeah, I've seen that busted cleaning before by someone else. I thought it was 60 Minutes, but it must have been somebody else.
I was worried for her. I'm just going to say a little prayer for her.
Father, bless Lisa today. Thank you for her grandparents. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to know her and to her team. And I pray and I believe her peace will be successful.
Up to.
And I like your eyes.
I love your eyes.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah.
Shut up. Great way to end the week.
Hey, has there been any more Kavanaugh news? Since there's absolutely nothing on this weekend.
I don't think so. Last week's news, man.
I meant to mention, I think it was day before yesterday, the two people that wrote the book on Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Who came up with this Max Stiers, who had this weird story about guys pushing Kavanaugh's dick into this girl's hand.
Yeah.
It was like, wait, who's being sexually assaulted here? It sounds like two people.
He's got such a huge donger, it takes like multiple people.
It sounded like, I think they said someone pulled his pants, they pantsed him, and then they were shoving him into
Rick
the girl's
there?
Hand. Maybe. But anyway, it turned out they added to the story the next day that, the girl didn't remember the assault. She refused to be interviewed, and her friends didn't remember it either. So anyway, I believe it was day before yesterday, the two authors said that the excerpt they submitted had all of that information in it, and the editor removed the part about her not remembering it or her friends not remembering or her refusing to do an interview.
And the failing New York Times.
And they were really suggesting that they were sabotaged by the New York Times.
Yeah.
And they wrote for the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was a really strange, and maybe not so strange. And then...
that's weird because I had a perfect visual of him doing all that. And now it's all fake.
It seems like his pants come off...
Easily.
Somewhere, sometime. I don't know. But that's another one where, you're talking about freshmen in college, and I don't know. I feel like if all of this happened, and there was another venture into Christine Blasey Ford, her friend who said, I just didn't remember anything like that. That's her story didn't make sense.
It wasn't on his calendar.
No, it wasn't on his calendar. That's true. it wasn't in the yearbook.
How drunk are these people? God.
I would think that from... From 1982 to 2018, wouldn't that period reveal something about him? Beyond the Christine Blasey Ford and this girl at Yale.
After
college?
Well, it sounded like between the age of 17 and 19, he was, they were having gang bangs
a gang rapist?
And his pants are falling off all the time, and he's winging his dick into girls' faces who are swatting it away. And Christine Blasey Ford, he's trying to kill her and rape her, and then nothing after that. He just suddenly goes, I can't do that anymore.
I drank beer with my friends. Sometimes I had too many beers. I liked beer. I still like beer. Had beers, have some beers. One beer, drink beer, drinks beer, drank beer and drinking beer. You've probably had beers, Senator. I got a weak stomach, whether it's with beer. I like
beer. You haven't asked for that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do and which I fully embrace.
Maybe stop drinking beer.
No, he still drinks beer.
Does.
He still does?
Yeah, loves beer.
Just this whole business.
Maybe he just got married and he wings it out for his wife, and it's in her face all the time.
I don't think so.
No.
Really don't. Not her. But between him and the Virginia guy who went as Curtis Blow to a party when he was a senior in high school and was in blackface as Curtis Blow, and now Justin Trudeau in high school singing Dope as Harry Belafonte, it's kind of like, okay, maybe it's a little more than tweets when you're 14, but it just seems like high school kids do dumb things, and they're always going to do dumb things. And if we expect people coming along now, well they know better because they're more woke. And no, you're still dumb when you're 17, 18, 19 years old. You're still stupid. You think you're smart, but you're not.
I still think that getting your wang out in public crosses a line that a lot of people won't
sometimes
cross.
They need to breathe.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just kidding, Trudy.
Well, I mean,
I think there are.
Is it possible that any female politician ever flashed somebody? I mean, and I'm not recommending people should whip their dick out. And
Kamala Harris, like, whip.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's see your penis. JJ,
I don't know.
It just is weird when someone's
let me see that hot penis of yours.
55 years old, and they're trying to disqualify them for something they did when they're 17. I don't know. It's first of all, it's very hard to go back 35 or 40 years. And, well, you know, sometimes it is of more interest. I was more intrigued by the guy that ran in Alabama, was Jones.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Roy Moore?
Roy Moore, yeah. It did seem like he had a thing for underage women. There didn't seem to be a lot of doubt about it.
I grew out of it.
I think there were. Weren't there? And I love the way his wife looked so adoringly at him. I just love that. I really did. Every picture you see of him and his wife, she's just looking. She so adores Roy Moore. But there were like 11 women or something saying he did.
Yeah.
And they were all 17, 18 years old. And he was, I don't know, that was a
weird
story.
But she signed his yearbook. He signed her yearbook. And they did fake that signature.
Yeah, that was really bizarre. So dumb. I mean, and that's actually, that got him off the hook, I think. That one thing,
which had nothing
to do with the, well, he almost won.
Oh, check it out. Dateline. Oh.
Yeah, Dateline.
Talking to the Epstein accusers.
Speak out in Dateline special. Oh, boy.
There's somebody who never grew up.
Is this news or a promo?
I think it's a promo.
Yeah, it's like a
hit the outro, Brandon.
Oh,
they're kind of.
Well, that's the hot one.
The hot one.
Wow.
They're all, look at them. That's a pretty collection of women. Now, they're all in their 30s now. But
their minds are blown.
You know, he had the best recruiters in the pedophile business, and he had Les Wexner helping him out.
Hey, they're still out there, too. The recruiters.
God, I don't know. What is this world? I mean, it's just so weird that that Epstein story is like, you just keep reading it going, this really happened?
Yeah.
And people really went to bat for him because he has lots of money and because he, it was just so strange. There's some things I would think that people would just be so repulsed by that they would no longer, I mean, money wouldn't matter anymore, but stupid. It's always the money. Always follow the money. Always, 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 right?
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Drew and Mike's store is open. I don't know how it's doing. Somebody bought a 5/8 shirt because they sent me an email.
Oh, cool. They like it?
Yeah, they're excited about it.
Proud of it? Good.
It's time for winter wear, right? It's winter.
It's getting there.
It's only September.
Oh, you know, you buy for the next season.
We should probably have it planned out by now, but we don't, so thanks for bringing that up.
Can't we sell the rest of these? Can't we sell the rest of the shit we have now that nobody wants? It's like we're selling Aunt B's pickles or Kwame Sutra. It's the Kwame Sutra of...
Is he allowed to sell them still?
I don't know. Yeah, drop an email to Fox, too. Let them know that you miss the ML Elric podcast on the Red Shovel Network.
Be kind, but forceful.
Yeah. Make a good point or two. And we'll see you on that address, by the way.
You can hit delete.
It's Fox 2 News. Fox 2 News Desk. The number 2, Fox 2 News Desk, one word, at foxtv.com.
And demand a read.
Gotta wrap it up, guys.
A read receipt.
Dweller H.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, a very good afternoon. This is John William calling you from the PC support company. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. And the reason why we are calling you, do you remember you made a payment to our company for your computer service? And that service got expired.
Okay.
Yes. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Before 3 years ago, you made a payment to our company for your computer service, and that service got expired. We are not able to provide you any more service in your computer, so that's the reason we call you today to give you the money back, okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
So what you need to do, you need to be in front of your computer for a while, okay, so we can simply send a refund form and you will get your money back within 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
All right, let me just sit down at the computer real quick. And, all right, I'm here now. Okay, so what do I need to do?
What do you see on your computer screen?
I'm just on the main page. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't feel very good.
Okay, what do you see on your screen?
Well, I'm just on the desktop. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay, look at your keyboard. On the keyboard of the left-hand side, down bottom of the corner, do you see the CTRL key, control key?
Yeah, control, I see it, yeah.
And beside the control, what key do you see?
The Windows, there's the Windows button and then Alt.
Okay, what you need to do, you need to press the Windows key and keep it pressed and use your other finger, press down the letter R, R as in Romeo, Windows and the alphabet R. Press it together and release it.
Let's see. Okay. All right. What? All right, now what does that do?
You type it, you just press it.
Okay.
What's come up?
Okay, here it goes. I don't know. I'm not sure what this window is.
Yes, you don't sure because you're a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch.
Oh, a what?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't. Oh, sorry, I can't hear you. My stomach hurts so bad. Oh. So what do you need me to do now?
I need to do now to take our...
Okay. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. My stomach is all jacked up.
You take the computer. Do one. You take the computer and put in your ass. Then you...
I can't because right now everything's coming out of my ass.